is WCCO, News Talk 830. No. News, weather, and entertaining talk.
Damn it, Margaret.
Phil, you're supposed to do it when they cue you.
Am I cued now, Phil?
Yes, you're cued now. You're on, Roland.
Hello, this is Roland Seld.
And I'm Margaret Seld.
Encouraging all Edina hockey parents to return to a belief in God.
Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Join me tonight at 8 o'clock for the critically acclaimed Phil Hendry Show, only on WCCO. Critical comments such as these have been heard.
We live in one country, under God, indivisible, with liberty and pollutants for all.
And then there's also comments like these.
Yeah, get some of those yuppies on. I'd love to rip them a new one.
And then there's also these comments.
Well, I can barely breathe. I have an asthmatic condition.
It's the Phil Hendry Show on WCCO News Talk 830.
The facts are that I have accepted a position with another radio station. I am indeed going to be leaving WCCO Radio.
(1-800-327-8255) is our number. We'll kind of open it up here on the Phil Hendry Show for the next few minutes. Take your phone calls, take your thoughts, take your feelings, take your concerns, take your money. If you've got any to lay on us.
I love your program. I'm talking about a fashion revolution. I'm talking about color, color, color. This is going to be the watchword.
The more time one spends nude, or as we say, in the regalia, the less of an opportunity for the body to decay.
But half the fun is I can't believe the people they're calling that don't know their characters, even when you say it right 2 seconds ahead of time.
Phil, the teachings of Dr. Winter state that the male head of the household should be in full regalia after midnight until the morning ablutions are performed at 8 a.m.
We've had a lot of good talent, but you're certainly one of the very, very, I would say you are the very best they've had.
Wow.
And I've listened to for years, yeah. You know, one of the biggest was Cedric Adams, but I think you were better than Cedric Adams. You're a different type, of course, entirely, but you are far better, in my opinion.
But a stinking little two-bit punk from New York and you, Brooklyn.
No, I'm actually from Los Angeles.
Wish the hell you'd get the hell back there where you belong. With
I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not William F. Buckley. I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to get on the air and have some fun and hopefully bring people along with me. And at the same time, make a couple of points here and there about life that we see around us. But always try to keep the entertainment at a high level. Some nights we do better than others, no doubt about it.
I love Hattie.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside.
When I kissed the cop down at 34th and Vine, he took a little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love.
Philosophy of the Dr. Carlos Olivares. I am a man, not like other men, of course. I am a greater man, a greater figure, and the kind of man that women wish to be with.
Here at WCCO, for Phil Hendry, this has been a period, a tenure for me, that was absolutely necessary, that was nothing but successful, that was nothing but a great joy, and was a necessary step for me and the radio station.
To do is rub baby oil all over you.
Uh-huh.
Just on a Friday night.
Yeah.
You are my dog.
Yes, sir.
I just really enjoyed your show. It's the first thing on TV or radio I looked forward to since Johnny Carson left the Tonight Show.
The first step is to recognize that you're powerless over fish.
Patty, I don't think you ought to turn it on.
Oh, bully. Here we go. Let's just... No, that didn't do it, Phil. He's still in there.
Well, all right, don't subject him to any more torture, huh? What did he say?
He said, are you out of your mind? I'll never get out of here.
On my leg again!
There's got to be more to life than Phil Hendry, isn't there?
You let your dog poop right in front of my snowblower, don't you?
What a rotten mind you have.
What made this a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Because you guys were in on it with me. You got the act. You got the jokes. You enjoyed the characters.
Oh yeah.
And you sort of created this whole base of hipness.
Produced by Jim Erickson, who didn't like the fact that Phil was doing open phones tonight. And Jimmy is planning on going out and walking in front of a bus right after the show. The program comes to you through the good offices of WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm Hattie McLeod speaking. Remember, don't drink and drive. Except for you, Jim.
For me, it has been a moment whose time has come and is now beginning to pass.
I'll hang up and listen and turn my radio down.
Only one radio station has 3 full-time meteorologists. So when you need to stay ahead of the weather, stay with WCCO Radio. We're Minnesota's official station for weather information. WCCO, News Talk 830. Twin Cities weather overnight, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 26 degrees this morning. Today, partly cloudy and a high near 48. Current conditions, mostly cloudy and 29 degrees. Dew point 27. Relative humidity is 92%. The winds are southwest at 7, and the barometric pressure is 30.21 and falling. And that little piece at the beginning of the hour was put together by Jim Erickson, my producer here on the late nights. And I had no idea Jimmy was putting that together. I thought that was like I was starting to cry and stuff. Well, no, I wasn't really, but I felt like I needed to. That was very nice, Jim. Good job. Especially after me jumping you all these months about, will you cart stuff up the right way? You did a super job on that, working with the old two-track. Thank you very much, Jim. And I'm going to run off a dub of that, and let's see, what I'll be out of a gig in about 5 months? Just listen to that over and over again on the cassette tape. Thank you, Jimmy. It meant a lot to me. Here's Guy in Minneapolis. You're on WCCO.
Yeah, let's just cut to the chase, Phil. We all know that you're a Nazi trying to brainwash us all.
Absolutely. I'm an Afrikaner.
Yep, you're going to start with Minnesota, then Florida, then the U.S., then the whole world, Phil.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it. Lex Luthor is out of a gig.
Your type just makes me sick. Just go back to Germany.
Yes, sir. Jawohl, sir. Von Hauptmann, that is.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's skinheads checking in. It's a kid I could never bring around. The HAL 9000, hello.
I know everything hasn't been quite right with me. But I can assure you now, very confidently, that it's going to be all right again. I feel much better now. I really do. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently. Give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois.
Bite me.
Okay, Jason in Minneapolis, hello.
Hey, you know, I've been listening to you for a few months, and I called tonight not to say anything in particular, you know. It's the first time my girlfriend's not here.
Well, most people call not to say anything in particular.
So I'm not saying anything in particular. I'm saying something in unparticular or something like that. But it's the first time I've been wanting to call, and I have nothing to say, but my girlfriend's not sleeping right now, so.
Why would that be any different from any of the other people who call the show, Jason? You're fitting right in, baby.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. But, you know, I'll probably catch you down in Miami. I go down there all the time, and I'm not going to be living in Minnesota much longer, so.
Oh, really? Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Yeah, well.
You know, that's too bad, I know.
You're going to Florida, huh?
Well, I have a place down there, right down in Broward, so.
New Jersey South.
New Jersey South.
Yeah, Miami.
South Broward.
All right.
But I'm hoping to catch you down there. But, you know.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wake your girlfriend up. Maybe she's more interesting to talk to, I'll bet.
She's not even here. I don't even know where she is. She's down on the street there.
Oh, she's down on the street there.
Yeah, I think she just got run over.
She's sleepwalking, Jason.
I think so.
Take care of her.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Jay in Elk River, you're on WCCO.
Hey, I just wanted to say, as a fellow Jack Nicholson fan, my favorite line, Jesus, Chief, you're as big as a damn tree.
Yeah, you're as big as a tree trunk. You know, I was just thinking of Chinatown today because I was telling Sheldon about it. Are you into Chinatown at all?
Well, yeah.
All right, I love the scene. It wasn't a Nicholson line. It was a John Huston line.
Uh-huh.
Where they're eating lunch at the Albacore Club,
uh-huh.
And they bring the lunch, and there is the whole Albacore fish on the plate, right? Okay, they grilled the fish with the whole fish, and Huston looks over at Nicholson's plate, and he said, I hope you don't mind. I believe they should be served with the head. To me, that was just... Then, of course, Nicholson comes back with, as long as you don't serve the chicken that way.
Yeah, and going back to last night, you know, as a Nicholson fan, you have to stick up for his prominent lines, and he's a hell of an actor. But just to tell you, you know, I've been honored to be on your show before.
You know, you sound a lot like Jack Nicholson. I just want you to know that.
Well,
sort of that kind of laconic, not laconic, but...
You've got the same Nicholson drawl.
Well, he's got the, he's an honest guy, you know, and it's nice to hear somebody that gets on the awards and can break down and maybe cry a little bit and let his feelings known, but
the guy's like venerable now.
Yeah.
Who would ever think the guy from Easy Rider would become venerable?
Well, you know, that's part of being
American.
With
that whole nit Indian. God, I love it.
It's part of being American, you know. You can be cool for a couple decades, and then when the 90s come through, you can let yourself be known that you can cry.
Well, actually, another John Huston line sums it up. Ugly buildings, politicians, and whores all get respectable if they last long enough. All right.
Yeah,
listen, I got to run, Jay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for all your laughs, man. You really made me laugh deep down at, the big guttural laugh at 2 in the morning when I'm driving home. And
a big, nice, sloppy guttural laugh.
Yeah.
All right, pal.
Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you very much. 22 after 1 at WCCO. And Cuckoo's Nest was on Cinemax again today, so naturally I got to watch it. I'm nobody can like a movie that much. There's something wrong with me. I know what it was. I was waiting for the stinking mover to come at noon to tell me how much it was going to cost to cart my worthless rear end to the south. And she came at 3. And I'm one of those people where I want to get on the phone and demand action and people's jobs and stuff. So I'm not much different from a lot of the people who call and complain about this show when you get right down to it. Karen in Edina. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hi. You were talking about Conan O'Brien earlier. He's my cousin.
Oh, no, he ain't. Is he really?
No, that's my maiden name.
Oh, boy, we're really scraping tonight, aren't we, Karen?
We sure are.
I mean, just because you brought me a cake doesn't mean you can come on my program with some material like that.
Oh, okay.
Everybody loved your cake. Kit Borgman, by the way, made special note of it as I caught her going into the North Star Hotel the other day with, looked to be about a 21-year-old boy, and she was saying the cake was fantastic. She called it the boob cake.
Yeah.
Said it was great. Everybody loved it. The whole sales department here, and they do not a heck of a lot other than eat, finished it like that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I mean, it was gone. We left it in the, we had a couple of pieces. Danny stuck her finger in the icing. I told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, Danny's walking around with the icing on her finger. Because what happened was she wanted to know what it tastes like, right?
Yeah.
But then I said to her, well, it came from a listener. It could have arsenic in it. So now she doesn't want to eat it. But does she's got like 15 pounds of icing on her finger, and she's walking around like she's testing the wind, with the finger up in the air with icing on it. She walked all the way home that way.
Oh, dear.
By the time she got home, she had frozen icing on her finger. Her mom says, where have you had your fingers? She says, I don't want to tell you, but I've got a new job, Mom, and it has to do with rubber gloves. So but everybody had a great time eating that, and I had it was terrific.
It was? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was terrific. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. You were talking. I tried to get through last night. There was no way. It took me two.
I can't believe that you can't get through. You call every night, Karen, and you get through every night. You couldn't get through last night?
It took me 3-4 hours to get through tonight.
You're the only chronic caller that I really like.
Oh, really?
You're okay, yeah. I mean, we get these chronics on, and you're wonderful, even though you never have anything to say. I love you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you a lot.
Well, I mean, you're a great gal, but you really got to get a life.
I've got a life.
All right, Karen.
Oh, but anyway, mm-hmm. The Dylan thing, you were talking about songs that you went and played at your funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I picked a Dylan, Lay Lady Lay. I thought that would be pretty good.
Well, Brad, you know how to sing Lay Lady Lay, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Mr. Henry. Bob Dylan's one of my favorite people.
Now, you've been
working.
Yeah, you've been working on Lay Lady Lay, haven't you?
Yeah, I didn't sing it too good the way it was last time that I was on your program, but I got it down pat now, and I'd like to sing it for you, because I know you're a big Bob Dylan fan.
Well, let's hear it.
Lay Lady Lay, lay across my big bed.
Boy, that sucked.
What are you talking about?
So it sucked. What do you mean, lay across my big brass bed?
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed.
You got a real problem with bees, don't you, man? Hey, Brad, where did Hattie hit you with that line drive?
Right in my bag.
See what I say? You have got to, be a situation there, man.
Well, I'm going to miss Hattie's laugh.
You're making a big joke about the fact that she hit the line drive and hit me in the gonads. I can hear everybody laugh, but I don't think it's funny at all.
Of course it's funny, you idiot. You allowed somebody to hit you in the sack with a line drive just so you could get uniforms for your team.
Well, I can only say this, Mr. Henry. I've been listening to your program for a long time, and I'm a long-time WCCO listener. I like you. I like the Drugstore Show.
Dark Star.
And I'm always going to miss you. And...
Now, come on, Brad. Karen did this the other night.
I'm my third.
You think I'm a what? Sing, Brad. It might make you feel better.
What did I sing?
Sing Lay Lady Lay.
Lay Lady Lay.
There you go, Brad. You feel better?
I do. I'm going to miss you, Mr. Henry, because without you, I don't exist.
Well, then why don't I take you to Florida with me?
I could be Brad from Miami Beach.
That's right. You'll be Brad from Deerfield Beach or Miami Beach. You don't want to live in... Yeah. How about, where would you like to be from?
I could be Brad from Pompano Beach.
From Biscaya.
Or how about Boca Raton?
Yeah, I could be Brad from Boca Raton.
Oh, God. You kill me, Brad. I love you, buddy.
All right, Mr. Henry, I'll see you down around Biscayne Bay.
See you later, pal. See what you started, Karen?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hey, is there an 800 number down there? Or?
Yeah, it is, but I don't think you can call it from out of state.
You can't.
Yeah, I really don't think you can.
How about an address?
1401. Got a pen?
Yep.
North Bay Causeway.
North Bay?
North Bay Causeway.
Okay.
Miami. And I don't know what the zip. I think it's 33141.
33.
Yeah, this radio station's on an island in the middle of Biscayne Bay, right? Did those guys love that during Hurricane Andrew? They kept the whole damn news staff in this bunker complex while the whole bay was, like, washing over their radio station. They kept that thing on the air.
Well, the first thing you
and
gotta...
none of their engineers wear smocks either. They don't look like pharmacists down there. These guys just show up in jeans going, I'm going to keep the damn thing on if it takes all night and day. If I give her any more power, Captain, she'll blow.
The first thing I want you to do when you
well,
get
that sounds
there
like fun, Scotty.
Is get up on the roof and turn that signal for the antenna so that we can get you.
All right.
All right.
We'll do that.
Yeah, Mr. Henry Kent, north so I can get you in Pompano.
Right. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
989-9226, 1-800-327-8255, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Pompano.
Hey, look who's checking in here. One of the behind-the-scenes guys. One of the guys that makes it all worthwhile for me in my life. What am I saying? I don't know. Here's Dan Robotham. Danny?
Phil.
How you doing, pal?
Good.
Danny is, among other things, you've heard Dan's name mentioned in association with the fine technical achievement of the Twins broadcasts.
Yes.
Are you still doing the games this year?
I should be.
We don't know yet, Phil. I haven't checked the old schedule. Are you doing, well, you're not in Florida, but you will be with the team when they're at home, right?
Yes, I'll be at the Dome.
John Gordon is always saying, Danny Robotham and Jumpin' Joe.
That's right.
How you doing, pal?
Good. I just wanted to call and say it's been a trip to have you working there.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
When you first started, it was like, it was amazing to work overnight.
Yeah, you were on the overnight shift.
Yeah, we're not there anymore overnight, but when we were, it was just like...
it was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, it was like why don't you admit it? When I first got on the air at this radio station,
you're like too hip for the room.
You were really scared, weren't you? You're thinking, man, they're gonna blast the phone line to hell.
A guy with a leather jacket coming in. What the hell's going on
with
here?
With an earring and a tattoo, no doubt. The only other guy here with an earring and a tattoo is Sid Hartman, and that you know, I'm can't move in on his territory.
But boy, I'm glad you're.
I used to see, I'd look through the glass, I see the engineers working in the Griggs room, and they'd be in there going, oh, no, no, this can't be. Somebody check a fuse or something. Is he real?
But I didn't wear a smock, so...
No, no. The other guys, Ben Johnston and all those guys walking around there, I kept wanting to go up to them and say, can you fill a Prozac order, too? God, you ever see any engineers here? They wear the blue smocks? It's unbelievable. We had a hurricane here. Could they keep this sucker on the
air?
You
need another pen protector?
Yeah, right. Good guys. Jerry Miller. What do you think? Jerry Miller's our chief engineer here. Great guy. Jerry gave me the ideas. See, here's the thing. Jerry's a longtime Minnesotan, right? Jerry gave me some of the ideas for the shows that that pissed off most Minnesotans, right? He gave me the idea for the deer hunting things that we did. And Jerry's just back there saying, oh, yeah, we're a bunch of Norwegians sleeping in a cabin. Phil, you ought to try this one. Norwegians got no sense of humor. They'll love it. Sure. Thanks, Jer. Anyway, well, I thank you for calling in, pal. Hey, who's there with you?
This is Telly.
Oh, Telly.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether to cop to the fact that you two are, cohabitating.
Well, we're getting married.
I was going to ask Dan, is it okay if I get, you know, can I get permission to say that Telly is there in a flimsy burnoose or not? You guys know Telly Mamayak from our morning news and from all over the clock there.
Right,
right. By the way, you're the strongest person we got in the news department.
Oh, Phil.
But I, Brooke's a close second.
We're going to miss you. You've been a great asset to the station. It's been a lot of fun.
Did you say that to the boss? Would you go up there once
a
week?
I should have.
Would you go up there once a week and pound on the door and go, what are you doing to Henry? Leave him alone!
We wish you a lot of luck. It's been
thanks,
a lot of
Kelly.
Fun, Phil.
When are you guys getting married?
September.
September?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, my best friends Don and Pam got married in September. They've been going on now 15 years, so it's got to be a good month.
Oh, I hope so.
5 days after I was born. They got married 5 days after I was born. How about that?
Fantastic.
And they're still good friends of mine. They're like, what would that make them, 106?
At least.
In September, where are you guys planning? Have you bought a house? Are you getting everything together?
Yeah, we bought a house in Minneapolis, getting married here in Minneapolis, and everything's falling together.
So Telly's on the air, and you're behind the scenes, Dan, but are you the squirrelier one of the two? I bet you are, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
So Telly's got to come home from the high-pressure news gig, watching people being dragged out of cars only to settle the things down for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. I'll get you the coffee, I'll get you the tea.
She wants to give me a prescription for Prozac.
That's right. Come home in a blue smock with kind of a Dr. Zorba look and just go, I got it all figured out, honey. I put my finger in a wall socket. It's disability. I'm doing the Rob Pendleton thing. Why didn't I think of it sooner?
No.
Nah, we're kidding around. Listen, I'm going to miss you guys. You ever get down to Florida? Probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. Danny has to go to Disney World once a year. But other than that, do you ever get any further south than that? When you're down there for the twins, like maybe never,
next,
Dan?
You know, next year. We're going out to Vegas for next week.
Oh, yeah.
For Dan's the NAB.
He's been reading his blackjack book.
No, blackjack's fine. It's the craps.
Craps, yeah. He's been reading up on craps.
Craps.
Oh, man.
But next year, maybe spring training, so maybe we'll be in the Miami area.
I always want to be a croupier. Remember I told you that. You know, all those guys doing that rap at the table, you know? Hey, seven coming out the pass line, looking at him, hey.
Huh? What?
So, Telly, you stand there next to him, you know, wearing the evening dress. He'll have that big wad of 20s in his hands. And you're the one who's supposed to say, no more drinks, dear, please.
Okay.
You know?
I'll keep
good
that
luck.
In mind.
Good luck, you guys. Thanks for calling, too.
All right, good luck to you, Phil.
Thank you, Telly.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Dan Robotham of Twins fame and Telly Mamayak from our news department. Great guys. Last time I saw those guys was at Peter Schofield's Super Bowl party. And we all had to leave the living room because it was sort of, you know, they were taking up too much of the rug. You know, this is a couple, they're in love. You know, they're in love. Richard and Minnetonka, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Richard.
Phil, I have a question.
Yes.
In Miami, are you going to be able to pick that up in West Palm Beach? Or
I think so. Yeah, the station. I make jokes about the station signal, but at night it blasts pretty good throughout South Florida, yeah.
Okay, well, can I have the 800 number then?
I don't have it right now.
Oh, you
don't know
have
where it is. But when you get down there, just listen in. We'll give it out.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I'm going to be down there in a couple weeks for spring break.
Good deal. Great. Give us a call, man.
Well, I just...
Oh, God. You know what? I hope doesn't happen, though. I hope I know my first show on the air is going to be a whole bunch of Minnesotans calling in. Yeah, Phil, how are you liking things? We're going to really have to do a screen job down there. Oh, I just realized I'm going to get the phones jammed. Well, I'd love to hear from you, Richard, but just get an assumed name would be appreciated. Mickey Mouse, something like that. Yeah.
Bill, I wish you the best of luck. I mean,
say you're from where is that, Brad?
There's a Pompano.
Yeah, say you're from there.
Yeah, as a fellow person who does like impersonations and voices, you just crack me up.
What do you do?
I do some George Bush.
Uh huh. What else?
Ross Perot, I've done.
Uh-huh. What else? Because I think I've heard your Bush and Perot.
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah, but I just want to hear, what else do you do?
Okay, I do Teddy Kennedy.
All right, let's hear that.
Edward, I'm Teddy Kennedy right here, and I'm going to go on a little drive. I'm talking to you on my cellular phone right now.
Bite me.
It's great. It's great. Thank you, Richard. Give me a call when I'm down there.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm going to have to tell my producer down there, who I think is a guy named Andrew Kalb. That's the kid's name. I met him when I was down there. He's about 5'6". He's 10 years old. Yeah, I really heard your tape. I really think it's great. I don't understand a thing you do. But anyway, they had me on the morning news. And it was a pretty good news show. You know, we used to drop in weather sound and stuff. So what do you do, Phil? Where are you from? You know, it's like that little bat in those cartoons that never shut up. Hey, mister, you know what? So I'm going to have to tell him, just listen for, what we'll do is this, Andrew. Yes, Mr. Andrew? Everybody that calls in, yeah, have them say the word gopher. And if you hear anything like gopher, that's it. Just put them on hold for a while. Till we get, you know, till we get clearance. Terry in Oakdale, hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Terry.
I just want to say I'm really going to miss you. You're so great.
Thank you very much.
You know, you really humiliated me a few times when I'd work out at the club when you did your Sunday night gig.
Uh-huh.
And I'd have the Walkman on. I'd be doing Stairmaster, and you'd crack something, and I'd just start laughing. And people would be staring at me, and I'm like, well, really, it is funny. It is Phil.
It's really, it's a good show. It's, what are you listening to, Madonna tape? No, no, it's this radio show. Like, who listens to talk radio, you know?
Well, I'm kind of strange.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a weird format, you know. Everybody listens to music, and they listen to talk radio, and I don't know that the radio is something everybody listens to, but nobody ever talks about listening to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one of those weird appliances that nobody really thinks they can get any real entertainment out of. Just a lot of news and the latest record from, I don't know, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying, I think.
Well, yeah.
I cracked up. I'll never forget. I was in the workout room, and the news came over that Reagan had been shot. And I just busted a gut. And then I realized that everybody else didn't think it was funny. So I was embarrassed.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. Excuse me. Just like those Afrikaners that they wasted down in South Africa the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the paper, I go, ha, 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 ha. Standing there in SA with a few guys with long beards going, we're going down there to help out. Terry, thank you very much for listening and appreciating it.
Good luck.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. She works out, too. Well, there you go. Another one lost. Phil in St. Paul, hello. You're on WCCO.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
I'm just calling. I had to call.
You ain't related to Dave from Bloomington, are you?
No.
I bet you guys are brothers.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think we are.
What's up, Phil?
Actually, I'm calling you from the hospital, trying not to laugh.
You're
I just had a surgery done, and it's like, try listen to Phil Hendry show. It's a little hard when...
What'd you have done?
I had a hiatus hernia, so I got like 27 staples in my stomach right now.
A hiatal hernia?
Hiatus.
Hernia. Oh, a hiatus?
Yeah.
It's like your hernia took a hiatus?
Yeah.
Or something else took a hiatus?
Sure, now you're going to try to make me laugh.
Anything below your waist taking a hiatus, that's serious, right?
Well, it's not below your waist. It's actually...
Up around your neck or something? What is that?
Part of your stomach moves up into the esophagus area, and then the acid burns that esophagus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, but so you have to go in there and take it all down and just tie it up.
Oh, well, cool. And so you're, I said, well, cool. Hey, bitchin'. Oh,
yeah.
Huh, really? Yeah. So they stapled your stomach. So you're in your hospital bed listening to this, right? You got a private room?
Yeah.
Do you?
When it's post-surgery, they give you a... You know, you're still in kind of the care.
Have you got a radio there or a Walkman?
You got that little thing there, yeah. Then you have the good thing, you know, they hook you all up to everything. I got my little morphine thing I can press every 10 minutes.
Morphine?
They give you, it's morphine. It's a small, like...
Hey, man, this is Sundown. What hospital is that? Because I think I got to get my tonsils out. They give morphine for that?
Well, not for tonsils, I don't think. They'll just send you home with a pack of the Tylenol. This stuff, you can have it. You
know. Bummer!
Yeah, morphine.
It's kind of like self-administered. It's you press the little button, you can have it every 10 minutes.
Well, don't turn into our pal Barney Ross there, man. I don't want you creeping down an alley going, come on, baby, dime bag, come on, get it up, get it up.
So
well, that morphine's pretty heavy stuff, so I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not enough of it at a time where really...
Oh, so you really can't get a buzz?
No.
I hate to say this, I mean, but that's what a guy said to me. You know, I've never tried it in my life, and I never will, but somebody said, you know, heroin is a very, very dangerous drug. I said, yeah. He said, you know why it's dangerous? I said, why? Because it's so damn good. Well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I called and talked to you before, and, I mean, you have a great show, and I'm going to miss you up here. I mean...
Well, feel better, man.
Yeah.
You know, get well, get strong, and see the world. See the world with the Navy.
Yeah, then make it down to Miami.
Yeah, you know, just get out and see a little bit of the sunshine.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Phil.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Steve in South Dakota, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Hi, Steve.
First time caller, I guess better late than never, eh?
I'm glad you called, finally, because you sound like a fairly literate man.
I try to be.
And you know what I've always said about people in South Dakota?
What's that?
Well, it's not... Never mind.
You
so
can't
Steve,
say it on the radio, right?
Well, sure, I could say it on the radio, but it's an old joke. Just like everything else we do around here. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Great.
Thanks
your galactic
calling.
Line is kind of clogged up tonight.
Everything's sort of clogged because this is the last chance we get to unclog it. So
you bet. You bet. No, I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been listening to your show since the Barney show.
Uh-huh.
And it took, I was one of those melon heads who kind of took a while to catch on, but I just want to say that I think you've put on one of the best radio shows I think I've ever heard. And probably my favorite was the night Sundown was getting off on his kick on Santa Claus.
Yeah, the Satanic Claus thing.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of my favorites. That had me in stitches.
It was so true, you know, worshiping at the God Claus. The Mall God Claus.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that that if he ever gets that book written, that you know, we're able to get it in stores here so I can read it. And
all these guys are writing books that they never finish. Hamid had that whole book about cheese. It never got finished.
Oh, that's
Ed Woosney's been writing books about fish for years. They never get finished, you know. So probably better. You know, because I wouldn't want to read anything those guys wrote.
Yeah, the one person I'm not going to miss though is Steve Wornell.
Oh come on, Wornell's the kicker. He's the kicker.
I'll tell you what, if he can show me a high school hockey player from a Texas high school, I'll show him a living, breathing jackalope.
I've seen him.
I have to. What?
I've seen jackalopes.
So have I.
Well,
they live up here.
Yeah.
But show me a high school hockey player in Texas. Come on.
All right. Well, listen, we'll try to do that. I'll trade you jackalope for a hockey player. Not being a fan of either one, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't let him in on the shtick down there.
Yeah, it's unanimous. I won't. Thanks,
don't
Steve.
Don't do it.
Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Good luck,
all
and
right.
Have a good time in Florida.
Thank you very much.
Yep, bye.
Al in Minneapolis, you're on WCCO.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, I just thought I'd give you one last word before you left.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do an impression of Phil Hendry.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here it goes. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I crossed the line when I did that Norwegian thing.
I've never said that before.
Well,
so that's not
that's
much
the
of an
truth.
Impression. It's not much of an impression.
Well, it's the truth.
Did I offend you with that?
You didn't offend me. You offended most of the people that listened to you.
Did I hurt you?
Not a bit.
Come on, I hurt your feelings, didn't I?
What You're did the I, one who what lost did I say? Your job.
What did I say? What did I say about Norwegians? Some like they're humorless, dour people with weak chins?
Keep it up.
Humorless, dour people with weak chins, insular, and not very bright.
There you go.
Al, you were hurt by that, weren't you?
Well, you're going to get down to Florida. If you don't change your tune, they're going to... You're going to find another offer, so you're going to leave there,
another thing
too.
About Norwegians, they're not too fast, either. Come on, Norwegian, come on, spit it out.
I'm not
Come on,
Norwegian.
You Norwegian, I want you to spit it out, come on.
I'm not a Norwegian.
Come on, you Norwegian, get in that kitchen and cook me some reindeer broth.
I'm not a Californian, either.
Well, that's obvious. Come on, you Norwegian, get in there. Come on. What are you? You Scandinavian all?
I just...
Are you Swede?
I just listen to the radio once in a while.
You're a radio. Are you a radio?
I said I listen to the radio once in a while.
No, but what are you? What am you? What is you?
I listen to the radio.
What are you? I listen to the radio. See, this is why I do Norwegian jokes, Al. This is the reason. Every once in a while I talk to a guy like you and I can't... The jokes just come.
You can't be petty.
No, but I can't be Dylan.
You know, you can't get away with that, and you've obviously learned that up here.
I can get away with it. That's what I learned up here.
That's why you're gone.
At about a 50% pay increase, sure, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, that's what you say.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, fine.
But I know, Al, you're... how's that bicycle seat repair shop coming along?
Well, pretty good, actually.
Come on, man, zing me, will you?
I don't need to zing you. You zinged yourself.
I know, Al. It's a disgrace, and I'm glad I'm leaving.
Well?
And I want to thank you for the letter-writing campaign.
I never wrote a letter to you.
And the extra $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year and all the bonus money that I can take.
Well, if that's all that's important to you, good riddance to you.
That's exactly right. Money is where it's at for me.
Well?
And quit calling me for loans, too, will you? This guy's on my voicemail every day.
Why people that are on the radio use the... power of that the way that you do, I don't understand.
I don't know, Al, but if I were you,
I'd... plenty of people that are much more...
I'd return to Jesus if I were you.
There are plenty of people that are much more considerate to the power that they have on the radio than you are.
Al, I want to say that I agree with you.
I really do.
Who is this?
My name's Brad from Pompano Beach, Florida. And I agree with everything you're saying. And I'd like to get together with you for cocktails to discuss it. Could we get together? Because you sound like the kind of a man that I could grow to love.
It sounds to me like you're just another extension of Phil Hendry.
Well, in a way I am, because I've learned what not to listen to.
There's no brothers around here.
Well, wait a minute, you and he's St. Louis, ain't you?
That's right, brother.
Right, don't make no never mind.
What the hell?
Well, I thought the hell, well, man. I thought the brother was calling from Fargo.
Well, you know.
Not. And
sort
you did Cary and Hudson because you're a New Yorker, right?
Well, that's right, you know, and my dad actually, you know, he used to talk like that, you know, but for a joke, you know.
So did you call up to suck up, you know, thank you, Phil, for giving a start to my career, stuff like that?
Yeah, all actually
right, cool.
I did.
Well, I'm happy to be
but,
able to.
But, you know, I mean, you know, how many people in the Twin Cities, you know, are just going to, like, completely miss you, Phil, you know? I mean,
probably.
You ever think of that?
It was like the six people I got holding, and that's
yeah.
it. You know, Sheldon,
yeah, right.
Dennis. Dennis's grandmother made me some coconut cookies. That's okay. The end of it, you know. Dennis came in and said, well, we got cookies. That's all I could muster up. Try to get a party. Nobody came.
Yeah, really?
You know.
So, like, I thought maybe Pendleton would show up there, you know.
No, Pendleton's still strapped to a chair somewhere. So
oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's tied down. They're just pumping him full of thorough.
He didn't get caught in a snowblower, did he?
No, he didn't get caught in a snowblower. He just caught wandering. He was caught wandering down Hennepin just wearing a nice pair of Speedos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And holding up a cross going, I'm here. I'm back. So they tied him to a barber's
Lord
chair.
Lord have mercy.
They did, yeah. No, I had lunch with Rob... the other day, met his dad, Penny. Great guy.
Yeah.
Don't care much for the name.
Penny.
But the man himself is a wonderful... Well, Penny, what is that short? What's that supposed to be short for?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, Jim...
But you know, you look at the people in the Twin Cities. What are they going to do without you now? You know? I mean, what are these drunks going to do
what
now?
What did they do before I got here?
I don't know.
What are the drunks going to
yeah,
do? Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Now you're getting into something that's very germane. Yeah,
I'm
what are
kidding.
The drunks going to do now that I'm gone?
Seriously, you know,
you
I mean,
seemed
like...
to me, every night there would be a call like...
I was talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton?
you mean George Clinton?
Yeah, George Clinton. You want to talk about George Clinton? He's married to Bill.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, what are the drunks going to do? Well, that can be our first topic of discussion.
Yeah.
What are you alcoholics going to do now that I'm leaving?
You know, Cary always wanted to be one of those guys, you know, that would be on your show and talk to the fine people of the Twin Cities, but, you know, it never worked out, but, you know.
Well, that's all right.
But it's cool that way, you know.
Yeah. Well, you did sort of, but then in a way you didn't. And,
in a way I didn't.
Yeah.
Because they just couldn't understand me.
I was happy to have you on the show, man. And your senior year in high school is next year?
That's
can't
right.
Believe I'm talking to a high school student here. Doesn't he sound like a hitman? You know, he's
that's
just
right,
getting into
know?
The Jilly Rizzo family. You know, they're
that's
just going to make him tomorrow. They got the picture of the burning saint. They're going to prick the finger and go, my son, I would like you to know now that you are a friend of ours.
Yeah.
But,
Roger.
Good luck to you, man, up there at KFGO.
Geez, right, yeah.
And get out of there as fast as you can.
I'll try to get out of here as fast as I can, you know, but it doesn't always work.
All right.
Hey, good luck in Miami, baby.
Thanks
and,
a lot.
We're all behind you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
That's what I'm afraid of. You're all behind me. Mary, hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Mary?
How you doing?
Good.
That's good. I'm sorry to hear you leaving.
Yeah, well, you know.
Me?
Huh?
You talked to me quite a few times.
Did I?
Yeah, Columbia Heights.
Okay.
What happened to that one woman eat me?
Oh, bite me?
Yeah, bite me.
I don't know what her name was. Martha? I think she called from Brainerd.
Really? You, sweetheart.
She was a nice lady. The nicest bite me I ever heard.
Okay. But I'm sorry that you're leaving.
Well...
But I wish I would have met you.
Should have said something sooner, Mary. You might have stuck around.
Well...
You know, but you laid back, sat on your hands. I know how it is.
I'll write to you.
Making coconut cookies there.
Well, no kidding.
You know, you never did send me that reindeer broth recipe you were going to send me.
Oh, it's not me.
Well, thank you for your words of encouragement and support. And some way, if you're ever in South Florida...
Oh, yeah.
You won't
drop on down there.
You won't know where I live, so don't look me up.
I won't?
But flip on the radio.
But I can't do it.
You know, I tried to lose this phone call about 30 seconds ago. Why can't you do it, Mary?
Because I'm not in the area.
Oh, yeah, but if you ever get down there, do you ever travel? Do you go?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I'm into my own self.
You're into your own self? What does that mean? You're into your own self?
Basically, because men have been assholes.
Men has been assholes, did you say? I'm quoting directly, ladies and gentlemen, so please don't call. Well, why?
Because
do you have to have a man to travel?
No, I don't. And do my own travel.
I think you need to get on a Greyhound bus.
My mom works for the airline.
Why don't you do that midnight cowboy thing? Just find a guy named Ratso and have him sit next to you just, you know, passing out.
Yeah, you bet.
Just get on a... Hello? Men has been, hasn't they? Okay, hello, Peggy.
Hi.
Hi, Peg.
This is Peggy, and I'm really sad that you're leaving, and I'm going to miss you. A while back, I thought you said that you weren't going to leave, and I'm really disappointed.
I wasn't going to.
You weren't going to?
And then suddenly, out of the blue, lightning struck, or striking luck, and it was striking luck that lightning struck, and the big gig came along, the big offer, the big, you know, the large dollars, the big market, the beach, the palm trees, the...
We listen, my boyfriend and I listen to you all the time in bed and everything. We really enjoy listening.
Yeah, Paul Majors and his wife listens to me in bed, too.
Do they?
Yeah, there's a lot of bed listening, which is, you know, I mean, I don't mean anything, you know, rude about that. I mean, just everybody is hanging out and laying around in bed listening to the show, which is kind of nice. It's
Well, it's like you're a breath of fresh air in the Twin Cities because the local radio does have a tendency to be rather bland and boring. And
really?
You've been a creative breath of fresh air, and we're going to miss you.
Well, I really honest to goodness appreciate that. The best that I can do is come back on vacations here and break into the radio station and take it over for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Maybe get the big syndicated gig. Maybe get the big network gig. I don't know. You know.
That's
but
great.
I'm glad that you listened. You don't have to call. It's okay. I know you guys are out there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nice having you out there, laying around on the mattress.
Okay, and we do love you, and we're going to miss you.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah.
I hear you, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
1020 at WCCO News Talk 830, Phil Hendry Show, with the weather tonight clear to partly cloudy at a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 48. Currently, clear 32, dew point 27, relative humidity 82%. The winds are from the southwest at 3. The barometric pressure is 30.26 and falling.
Hey, I wanted to call and thank you for your picture.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to call and wish you good luck.
Thank you very much. And I hope I have it. With all this good luck, got to happen for me, you know?
Is it possible to get a copy of this tape?
Copy of what, this show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. It would be something you have to talk to the front office, you know?
Call them, like, Monday?
Yeah, call them Monday. Maybe they'll do it for you.
And I want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Julie. I hope you enjoyed the picture. What are you doing with it?
I put in my photo album along with Dark Star's picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't hang it up on the wall or anything, huh? You know, I always wanted to have my picture hanging in one of those delis, you know, with a sandwich named after me or something like that. You ever go to the deli and see, like, Telly Savalas? Boy, that guy's kisser is in every deli in America.
I'm going to hang it on the wall tomorrow.
I'm going to start passing my pictures out of delis. Just hang it up even if you never heard of me, will you? I'll sign it, and people will say, look, William Shatner.
But I heard you ran out of pictures, too.
Yeah, we did. We ran out of them. Okay, Julie, I can tell you're listening to the show in the background. What is that? Sounds like some sort of hybrid of Metallica, Black Sabbath.
Switzerland.
Oh, it's Switzerland. All right. She's calling the show, but listening to Switzerland right now.
No, I got you on the Walkman. You just can't hear it.
Of course not. Thanks, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Here's John in St. Paul. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, John.
It's St. Paul Park.
St. Paul Park.
Yeah, we talked before. Hey, I got to wish you the best of luck and the most of success to begin with.
What did we talk about before?
Oh, hitchhiking, flipping the bird, waving.
Okay.
Toad secretions.
That must have been a Walter Flower show then.
You betcha. Yeah. I love that guy. You got to take them all with you if you can somehow.
Yeah, I will somehow, yeah.
A lot of your callers are probably trying to figure out your 800 number. It's 1-800-555-1212, of course.
There it is, yeah.
You know, I don't know how many people caught on to that real quick. But.
I don't know. I don't even know if you did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've used it many times.
Great. Thank you for your good wishes, John.
I got a song that I've been considering for you.
Okay.
Remember Arthur Brown?
Yeah, I do.
Fire?
Crazy World of Arthur Brown, yeah.
Yeah. I am the God of Hellfire and I bring you fire.
Right.
You stimulate the mind and aggravate the intellect.
Okay.
You know,
what is that? That's a song I'm supposed to use as a theme?
Sure. It would work.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, there's too many arson, too many firebugs out there.
That's true.
Kids sitting with cans of gas with a box of Milk Duds watching a warehouse go up. Look, we did it.
Yeah.
You know?
But
thank you for the suggestion.
Some night when you're in the Twin Cities next fall, if you get this way, I usually go by that Jaguar dealership there on Hennepin and 2nd Street there.
Oh, yeah, I'll stop
hey,
by.
Well,
is that the one with the really neat lube rack? Yeah,
yeah, I got a six-wheeler I go
is
by.
Is John here? You any of you guys in the greasy overalls? Can someone tell me, direct me to John?
No, I got a six-wheeler I go by there with, and we can play pedestrian pinball.
Pedestrian pinball.
You betcha.
All right.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to that, John. I'll go by the Jaguar dealership looking
Take
for you.
Care.
If you ain't there, you're in big trouble.
My kids are downstairs listening to this, and they probably haven't caught it. Take
care. A slow family there, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kids, 1-800-555-1212, huh? Thanks, John. Jeez, God. 28 after 10 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. My name is Phil Hendry. If you just tuned in, this is my last show. It's been nice knowing you. I'm glad you plugged this in here. This is WCCO. Keep on keeping on here. We're on till 2 a.m. What does Marlene Ettery do for...
Mountains man with the sundown doing the peyote.
The Chocolate Mountains. All right. Yeah. The Rue de El Chocolate... never mind.
Hey.
Camino...
You got to go to the Chocolate Mountains with sundown or you ain't lived.
Yeah, I've been there. And I've been there with sundown. And it was in the hull of a, like, abandoned car, which is where he lived for a few months. This guy... I mean, he goes to the Chocolate Mountains, which are out in the Mojave Desert, out in the southwest, and he lives in the hull of an abandoned car, you know, lighting candles and stuff. He just thinks it's so ever so groovy.
You just got to skip the occasional scorpion.
Okay, what else, Tom?
The Florida State Fair must have a better bungee jump than Minnesota.
I don't know. They don't have a state. They have county fairs there. I don't know that they have a state fair.
County fairs.
You know, let me think about a state fair. The only state in America where a state fair matters is Minnesota. This is a huge thing here.
This is it.
When I was a little boy, they used to take me to the L.A. County Fair, and there would be like some greasy clown giving out some suspect taffy. And they had one tiny little roller coaster that kept breaking down, and that was it. That was the L.A. County Fair and what was left of the pig population out there. And I went to the New York State Fair, and it was about the same thing.
The L.A. County Fair in Pomona.
Yeah, in Pomona. But you go to any state. But here, the state fair, my God, it's like, you know, they're burying the pharaoh every year. Seriously. So... I go to Florida. The state fair is not going to be high on the list of priorities for anybody living there. Probably be number one for me, though.
Mm.
I'll be wandering around Miami going, yeah, I used to go to the state fair in Minnesota. You guys know where the Florida state fair is? What are you, crazy? Hand over the money. You hand over the money. I know the state fair. So well, that's the way it am.
Giving up Camp Snoopy, giving up the whole shot.
Yeah, and I got to turn all that in for Disney World. Boy,
yeah, well.
I'm telling you, that's a drag.
Yeah. But hey, bro.
All right, pal.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, Tom.
See you, man.
You guys come down and y'all come visit sometime. Karen in St. Paul, hello.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi, Karen.
How are you doing?
Did I run into your sister in the Skyway the other day?
Yes, you did, and you ran into me, too.
Was it you?
Yeah, you ran into me, and then before that, you ran into Shelley.
Well, I ran into this lady who had, like, a wool cap on, a bunch of gloves and stuff.
Yeah.
And a little I Like Ike buttons and things. She had a whole bunch of buttons and kibbutz buttons and things on her.
I just had twins and a Vikings pin on.
And she was, you know, shaking my hand vigorously and stuff, and I was trying to get away. Security intervened. No, I'm kidding. She was very nice. She says, I'm Shelley. I call, and my sister's Karen, and we live in St. Paul. And I'm going, I said, where are you going? I'm going to go see my mother. She's in the cathedral right now. She was a bell ringer there or something.
No.
What kind of a family have you got? I'm going to go see my mother, the hunchback. Just ding,
oh, you're
ding.
So funny. Well, I do remember the first time I called, and I didn't know that you could talk to you. I thought all the people that you talked to were characters.
Uh-huh. You didn't know that there was actually a host on this thing?
Yes. I asked your producer, I said, you mean I can talk to him?
Can you talk to the host of the show, or is he just, somebody got a string in his back going, now this break?
It was so funny, and I had a lot of fun listening to you over the months, and my mom and my sister, and, oh, I'm going to miss you, but you got to get on with your life, and, you know...
Where are you going to be winding up in your later years?
Where am I going to be winding up?
Yeah, where are you going to retire to?
Well, if I had my choice, I'd like to go to Australia.
Yeah, good. There's a good choice. Why not? Just save your shekels. Do it.
Yeah.
Get in a boat. Slow boat to Australia.
Yeah, slow boat to Australia. But
a lot of you guys, I hear people call up. They say, well, we're going to miss you, Phil, and everything. I say, well, why don't you guys come with me? Come on. Pull up roots and let's go. Pull out your roots and let's go.
I've never been to Florida, but I've heard about it.
Grab your root and let's go. Come on. You never been to Florida? I got to tell you, Karen, that's a sheltered life.
Well, I've been everywhere else.
Everybody's been to Florida.
Well, I've been everywhere else, though.
You know, if you haven't been to Florida, you haven't been anywhere.
Oh.
Don't you think? Because it's like the first stop for people who want to go somewhere. Some guy called the show the United States and said, well, what are you going to do? He says, I got a whole vacation off. I want to go somewhere exciting. I said, where are you going? Vero Beach. Yeah, all right.
Well, you know, I mean, I've never been to Florida, but I've been everywhere else, so...
All right. Well, then you don't need Florida. It's just a sandbar.
Yeah. I've been to Disneyland, so I guess that must count for something.
My favorite episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is when they sawed off Florida and let it just, you know, they towed it to Russia or something.
Cuba, probably.
Yeah, said, Rocky and Bullwinkle saw Florida sawed off. Natasha and Bull, you know, whatever, and they dragged it out there. Well, I appreciate your patronage and your love and support. And,
yeah, well, I really had a lot of fun, and I got your picture, you know, a while back and everything, so...
Thank you.
If I had a bar, I'd probably put it up in it, but of course I don't have a bar, so...
Well, someday maybe we'll be behind bars.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, I got to free up this line now, Karen,
yeah.
For someone that hates me and is glad I'm leaving.
Okay.
So, thanks for calling.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1035 at WCCO. Oh, yeah, those folks are welcome as well. Anybody that's just as happy as a pig in the stuff to see me out of here, by all means. 989-9226. Kevin in Stillwater. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
Just wanted to say thanks for all the fun.
You're
and,
welcome.
Quick story here on how I got turned on to you. There's a guy that's a jock in the Twin Cities here, a station called KDWB, and he's a huge fan of yours also. He did 10 to 2, and now he's just got moved to afternoon drive.
What's this guy's name?
Michael Knight.
Okay.
And I think that's quite a compliment in itself.
Yeah, you know, I had more people in the cities in radio listening to my show than I had, like, regular, you know, civilian people.
But, I mean,
you know, your numbers come out and they suck, but everybody like Paul Majors, boy, you're fantastic. I mean, but I wouldn't know talent, you know. I just comb my hair once a day and look into a screen, give it the bug-eyed stare.
Hate to see you go, though. You said earlier last week you were going to give us the call letters.
W-I-O-D.
Okay.
Sick News Talk 610, Miami.
Okay.
Great station. They've got W-I-O-D is like one of the best, one of the top five personalities in the country working there, a guy named Neil Rogers, who is hysterically funny, and it's going to be rather intimidating going in there, working with a guy like that. He's amazing. I all I can tell you is Neil has if I get into Neil's shtick, you know, I'll get fired before I get the end of the show here, so. But it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
One other thing I wanted to share is that I enjoyed all the shtick, and... You got me one time when you were doing the State Fair gig last year, and you said, hey, we're doing the late night, all night late night thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And you got me driving home.
God, I didn't think I fooled anybody with that.
Oh, man.
I thought that was, like, so poorly executed.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. I was driving home, and I was like, I've lived here all my life.
What were we doing? Were we meeting Sue Zellickson at the melted chicken booth or something, or what were we doing?
I can't remember, but you had the noise in the background.
I don't know if Sue
like,
ever...
I can't believe this is happening.
I don't know that Sue appreciated that. When we were at the fair, I was doing the live, you know, I was out on the little patio.
Yep, I remember.
You know, and now let's go to Sue's Ellickson with the melted cheese at the cheese booth there. And and she never talked to me after that. And I always wanted to tell her, Sue, I was kidding. Please, please don't. Give me the reindeer broth recipe. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Somebody's bound to be able to take my place, folks. Someday. Kevin in Minnetonka, hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Hey. You know, the other night you were doing the things where you wanted people to imitate your characters.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I got a thing. I have Brad right here.
Okay.
Okay. How you doing, Mr. Henry? You know, I really love your program, and I just want to say that I was walking down Route 66 when I found a briefcase on the side of the road. When I opened it up, I was expecting $1 million. Instead, do you know what I found, Mr. Henry?
No, what was that?
I found a dead skunk.
Oh, man, Brad, what did you do with it?
I couldn't stand it anymore, Mr. Henry.
It was the most disgusting thing that I ever saw in my life.
Absolutely.
Who would put a dead skunk in a bag?
I don't know.
Hey, Brad, how's your bag after you got nailed with that line drive?
Oh, it still hurts, Mr. Henry.
Really?
You know, I'm really mad at you for doing that.
But I got uniforms for your team. What is that, Sukmar Heating and Plumbing?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
We got uniforms just for the fact that you took one off the fun bag from a line shot, you know?
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
You did that John Kruk thing, man. I appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
And also, Phil.
Yeah?
I want to thank you.
And another thing, Phil. How much for the hour?
Thank you very much for being to the Twin Cities. We really love you here, and... Good luck down in Miami.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Later.
Now I don't want to leave. Can I still get the gig back? Can I, who do I call? Who do I call? Ain't Dick Featherstone, I know that. They canned him after he, something about rolling the toilet paper the wrong way over there in the ladies' can. And I say can with all due respect. Patty in New Hope, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Patty.
I just want to say that I think you are absolutely fantastic.
This is great, man. We should have done like a whole year of this. Call up and suck up. Suck up hour at 11 o'clock.
I know it. Yeah. I mean, this is what we call being a brownie, right?
Well, it's cool because, you know, for a solid year, it was like, I was told, well, maybe I shouldn't mention this, but who cares? I was responsible, I was told, for a majority of the negative mail to the station, right?
Right.
And there was a period there where you get kind of down and depressed. I mean, I don't want to say I got too down, but, you know, I had my head halfway in the oven. And I should have had you guys just flood the show, well, like, 7 nights a week with all of these suck-up calls.
Well, you know what was really great is especially when you're on the middle of the night, is I would listen to you and my husband would listen to you. And I think my husband called in a few times, Railroad Dick.
Railroad Dick?
Yes.
Does he work on the railroad? Is that just a nickname that he got after a bad accident?
He's retired from the railroad. Ask Dark Star about him sometime.
We
just got married on Valentine's Day.
Who gave
him
that nickname? His urologist?
Pardon?
But I got to tell you.
Anyhow.
Here comes Railroad Dick through the door. Nurse Johnson, set it up.
There we go.
It's going to be another 4-hour exam. So.
I appreciated all of your characters.
No, I want to get back to Railroad Dick. Is he a cop? Is he as they call them, yard dicks, railroad cop?
Right? Railroad Dick is retired from the railroad.
Exactly. He was like a security guy for the railroad.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was a brakeman.
He was a brakeman.
Yeah.
That ain't a railroad dick.
And now I break him. No.
Back to the urologist jokes. I appreciate that so much, Patty, that you led me down that garden path.
And
thank you.
And my cousin thinks you're absolutely wonderful, and she's news director for another radio station I won't mention.
Where? Come on, tell me. Come on.
That'd be light.
Oh, she's the news director. What's her name?
LaVon Ellis.
LaVon's a big fan.
And she will kill me if she ever hears this.
Well, we work for the same company. It's no big deal. I'm a big fan of this station.
She is very upset that you're leaving town.
Well, I'll have to
stop
by.
She would go to work listening to you in the morning.
Oh, really?
She went to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought maybe she thought that I was Roger Erickson for a while.
Not.
Well, listen, the whole family, my best to them. And make sure you
good luck to you down in Miami.
Thanks, Patty.
All right.
And Railroad Dick, too.
All right.
And you, too.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
18 away from 11 at WCCO. News Talk 830. I got chased out of an old rail yard once by a bum, you know. I was 8 years old. I'll never forget. I was fooling around in this old, broken-down, dilapidated train station up near my house. It was built in the 19th century, and we used to go in there and fool around. And suddenly, I hear one of the friends that I'm with, "Let's get out of here! It's a bum!" And literally, this bum came rising up. The guy had been sleeping in this railroad, and I ran. God, I never ran so fast. I ran for at least 2 miles, and I turned around, and I saw this bum running after me. And I thought that bums had magical speed or something, because I ran for 2 miles. Now, you figure an 8-10-year-old boy running for 2 miles, he's got a good cardiovascular system, he can get going pretty good. He's going to outrun a 45-50-year-old bum, isn't he? But I ran for 2 miles thinking this bum was on my tail the whole way. And then I got up to this Sears and Roebuck department store, and I was lurking around thinking the bum magically would appear. Like the bum had some, like I had a LoJack in my rear end someplace for bums. I had the special bum LoJack. And I mean, that was the scariest was other than the fact that I almost drowned when I was three, was one of the frightening moments of my life, thinking that the magic bum is somewhere. And I'll never forget my friend. The kid's name was, speaking of Railroad Dick, the kid's name was Greg Glasscock. And anyway, he said, seriously, Greg Glasscock. And he said, "It's a bum! Let's get out of here!" And we ran and ran and ran. I looked. I saw this big, burly bum chasing me. Man, I thought for sure he'd nab me, and sure enough, when I came to work at CCO, I knocked on Rand's door, and there he was. 17 from... Rand, it's you! 17 from 11 at News Talk 830 WCCO. The Good Morning Show here on WCCO features Roger Erickson and Dave Lee and Sid Hartman and Mark Rosen. Of course, Mike Lynch and Karen Floon with the weather. Bill Anderson is there, too. All the news, weather, and traffic and sports. Only on the Good Morning Show and only on WCCO News Talk 830.
Win $5,000 towards the purchase of a new car in the Auto Show Fast 5000 9-day giveaway. Register now at any greater metropolitan dealer or at the Auto Show now through March 20th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. A $5,000 certificate towards the purchase of a new car is being awarded every night during the Auto Show. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 years of age to enter. Listen for details. Sponsored by the Pioneer Press, WCCO Television, and WCCO. News Talk 830.
Ralph in Brooklyn Center, you're on WCCO.
Yeah. Hola.
Yes, sir.
Senor Alvarez, please.
I'm right here, sir. Can I help you?
Por favor.
Please.
I do for you?
Well, como esta?
I'm very fine. How are you?
Fine.
Muy bien.
Where did you go? What did you take?
Where did I go? What did
you're at the supposed University of Mexico.
Where did I go and what did I take?
Yeah.
That could entail anything from college to a restaurant.
What?
What are you asking me, sir? What is your question, sir?
Want to know what your educational background is.
You sound like an American man who's
got... I think you're a phony.
You don't sound like you're sure of yourself.
Bill Hendry masquerading one of his voices.
What?
Because you speak...
You think it's what?
Like an American, not with accent, but with your sentence structure and stuff.
What did you say you thought he was what?
And I know an awful lot of Spaniards to figure that out.
Wait a second. Are you saying I'm doing this voice?
I can't believe that he would say that. He sounds like he's in fear. I can smell fear on this man.
Fear?
I smell fear coming from you. You smell like a fearful cat, like the kind that I would hunt down in the jungle. Like the kind that I hunt in the jungle. You sound like a man that I would stalk to the jungle. Like a wild cat. I would stalk you to the jungle like a wild cat.
Ralph, we can't understand a word you... Hello, Ralph. Ralph.
You see, you ram. Like the rat that he is.
Listen, Doctor, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, Danny. How you doing? Who's your friend?
Who?
Gary.
Good to see you guys here. We got a studio audience here tonight. This is the thing we could never work out with CBS because I had to go through 16 lawyers, and I've got them here anyway. Winners of the contest. Danny's here and Carrie. And Dennis is wandering around with a camera here. It's like a Super 8 job. You going to give this to your grandma, Dennis? Is that who's getting this? Who's getting
They all want to see
you. They all want to see me, huh? Your grandmother's going to take one look at me and go, well, there you go. That's why he sucked. Look at him. God. He's sort of a cross between William Shatner and a leprechaun. Have another cookie. Tim in Oakdale, hello.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening, Tim.
Isn't anyone going to say anything bad about you tonight?
Oh, they will. We're leaving a line open for that.
I don't think there's anybody left that could have anything bad to say about you now.
Sure, they're out there. They're listening. They can't wait to get through. Come on.
They're not old enough.
This is their opportunity. They're not old enough.
They're in bed by now.
No, they're too old.
Phil, I received your autographed picture today, and thank you.
You're welcome. What did I put on it?
Says, Miami bitchin', huh?
Oh, okay.
I wondered if I might do your audience a favor and describe your appearance so those who don't know will...
Okay, yeah, do it.
No. Okay. I've been boxing it off in quadrants, you know, making little portions of your face.
Oh, okay.
The
yeah.
general look
What do they
of
call
the,
it, like a radar map or something?
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
The upper, or the left side, no, the right side is rather cheery looking.
Okay, the right side.
The right side is
my right side looking out, or the right side of the picture?
Your face. The right side, as you would call it, your right.
Okay.
That's rather cheery, while the other is more sinister.
Isn't everybody's face that way?
Yeah, there's a duality in most people's face and personality. But the upper portion, then, if you do the same thing, is more William Conrad, while the lower portion would be Gordon Jump.
Gordon Jump.
Yeah,
you'd have to mention him.
The left side.
Who's upper, Gordon Jump?
Gordon Jump's the guy on
WKRP. He was the GM.
Right. And you've got William Shatner on your upper left, while maybe Robert Conrad on your lower left.
Well, if I was going to have him anywhere, that's where it'd be.
The nose is generic Irish.
Yep.
And I was going to ask you also about Key Biscayne.
Mm-hmm.
So is this, you say the signal's going south mostly.
The signal mostly goes south, yeah.
You're going to be on at night.
Yeah. I'm going to get an awful lot of calls from Miami City proper, which would be great. Dade County, for the most part. Broward County, which is, you know, it gets the signal. It's a good, strong signal at night. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it gets probably as far north as at night in a very strong way. What, West Palm Beach?
I can't help but thinking
probably gets even further.
We're going to lose you to just a population that's maybe smaller than here instead of bigger.
Well, I mean, the Miami market is like 10th. Minneapolis is 16th. Miami's probably working with about 4.5 million people. So even just blasting south into Dade County, that's a good size county.
There's a lot of people who can set you up with syndication down there, too. But anyway...
Bob used to pick IOD up in Jamaica? Pardon me? A good night? Mr. X's boyfriend used to pick up WID in Jamaica on a good night.
Oh, is that right?
Is your stomping ground, Sheldon? Oh, no, you're a Cancun guy. That's right.
Well, I stopped on her.
Yeah, you go down to Club Hedonism or whatever that thing is where you're running around with, you know, with nothing on. With a diaper on, yeah. So, okay. Well, I think that the audience is pretty significant.
Phil?
Yeah?
I wonder if I'm right. If there's a little resentment, maybe hostility toward a certain portion of your audience that made your show change, tone down,
my
revealing
show
the characters.
Well, that aspect, hostility?
Yeah.
No, you know, everywhere you go, man, if you don't get people hostile at your act, you know that you're not affecting people
exactly.
Emotionally. And then if that doesn't happen, I mean, it's one thing to have people say, Phil Hendry, yeah, it's, you know, that's pretty good. And it's nothing, I can't stand him. I would much rather have people hating my living guts than have them just sort of say, well, yeah, it's pretty good. So I can't say that I'm hostile. Although I do resent a certain segment of the audience that thinks that they own the radio station to the point where when they call up with a command or a demand that it's going to happen the next day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we used to sit around and laugh because there were people who call and say, I want him fired, okay? And then the next week I'd still be on the air, and they'd call back and say, why is that guy still there? I called last week and said he should have been fired. You know, and those are the people who, you know, if you give them an ear, if you lend them any credence at all, it'll drive you crazy. Because they're psycho cases.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't possibly be, who thinks that they have such control in life, other than me, of course.
Well, I wish the best of luck, and...
Thanks, Tim.
Hope to hear you someday down there on vacation, maybe.
Keep mapping that picture out. I appreciate your call. He bisected my face like it's a spy satellite. Who cares going in the toilet?
Sometimes I ask for my orange jumpsuit, and I pretend I'm Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, and I play games with my other personalities. It's called Guess Where My Next Bedsore Will Be, and it takes a long time.
Okay. You know what? I'd do a copyright. It'd turn into a board game.
Yeah.
All out of material, are you, Raymond?
I'm just going to get some blood now.
You're trying to improvise. You're just going to go and get some blood now.
Well, there's lots of sacks around, but I don't know what blood type I am.
All right. Let us know, will you?
Okay.
All right. Here's Vince and Egan. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, Vince.
I'm really bumming.
Are you?
I'm bumming
you're
leaving.
Is that like snowmobiling?
I am.
Is that like Beelin or bumming?
I am very bummed that you're leaving.
Every spring we go bumming.
That's Phil, I got to say, I listened to you. We built a hunting lodge in Montevideo this summer.
Uh-huh.
And on the way up, I'd be going up every weekend very early in the morning. And I'd head on CCO for weather reports, and I hit you one morning about the speed trout.
Yeah, the speed trout.
Remember the speed trout?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had me crying. I couldn't drive. I had to stop.
The speed trout, that was just kind of a throwaway line, I thought. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Texas fish.
Oh, yeah, all right, Steve Warnell.
That's right.
Yeah, speed trout and lake whale.
That's
yeah.
That's right. And pulling the boat, right out of a lake.
We got some mean fish down in Texas.
That's something else.
Take that boat right across the superhighway.
That was pretty funny.
What were you doing driving around at night?
We were building
Building your lodge in Montevideo, yeah.
Building a hunting lodge in Montevideo.
Well, all I can tell you is I'm glad that you were there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys were there.
Yeah.
You know.
We all listened to you.
I really appreciated that. I knew you were out there. Sometimes you were a little quiet, but I knew you were there.
Well, if I would have had a cellular phone, I would have called.
Well,
but...
I understand. You're busy building that hunting lodge, that sweat lodge there, you know, with heads hanging on the wall and everything.
That's right.
A friend of mine had a cabin. He had a deer head hanging on the wall, right? I said, how'd that deer head get there? He says, this deer just ran through the house one day.
And I said, what are you talking about? Right there.
Yeah, and it stopped. Just the head was sticking through the wall. He says, well, we just sawed off the body and left the head there.
That thing was trespassing.
Yeah, well, it was bugged. It was angry at my buddy Carter, who owned the cabin, and he was coming after him, and he just went right through the wall. And to this day, the deer has this look on his face. He's staring toward the kitchen where we'd usually go to get beers. Every time you go get a beer and you look up at this deer, the deer's looking at you like, oh, what I wouldn't do to get off the wall. Oh, I'd like to. They're angry animals.
I've heard that joke before.
I know. Well, I told it. Vince, thanks.
You probably told it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right after the lake trout.
That's right.
Thanks for calling, my friend.
Okay, good
luck.
All right,
enjoy yourself there this spring. I know you guys are getting ready to open up the cabins, huh? Yeah. 6 away from 11 at WCCO News. Hey, Tosh, how you doing? It was your friend. Hi, Amy. Were you, are you guys roommates? Is that who I woke up last night at 3 in the morning? Oh, yeah? Did I wake you guys up? I didn't wake her up, though. Yeah, I know. When I called, I heard this. And for a minute, I thought it was the super for the building, and it was Amy. You got a kind of a low voice when you wake up in the morning. You ever call a woman, and yet generally she's like,
"Hi, how you doing?"
But when you call her up, she's like,
"All right."
You ever, if Sheldon, does your wife snore?
Once in a while.
Yeah. A girlfriend once, I swear to you know, beautiful, delicate, feminine in every way, and then in the middle of the night... God, I just blew the compressor right out of the microphone. Did you hear that? It's 5 minutes... I just blew our microphone up. 5 minutes from 11. We got to get a new microphone. Just because of the broad snoring, huh? See what you're doing to me? 5 from 11 at WCCO News Talk 830. Mary in Burnsville. Hello.
Well, hi.
Hi, Mary.
Well, how are you?
Well, I'm fine.
I listen to you every night. I'm in my late 60s. I've had many, many chuckles.
I appreciate that, Mary.
Oh, and I got your picture the other day, and I thought I had the last one until this fellow called before and depicting your picture apart.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised, too, because I had you pictured a little different for your voice.
What did I look like? What in your mind's eye, what did I look like?
Well, in my mind, I had you with kind of straight, slick back hair and...
In other words, a greasy, big city guy.
Yeah. And kind of a pipsqueak.
And maybe, oh, a pipsqueak?
Yeah.
Well, maybe there'd be a bulge in my jacket or something.
Because you have a little higher voice than what goes with your picture.
I have a higher voice than what goes with the picture. I look like an Irish thug, don't I, in the picture? Yeah.
You look pretty good.
You're how old are you, 60? How old are you, 60 what?
Pardon?
How old are you?
66.
You said you're 66. The only reason why I ask is because...
I'm still working, and I just love when you give these guys the old biz.
I always used to hear the people say, well, maybe he's fine for the younger people, but... You know, I'll never forget one of the first calls I got on this show. A woman called. She had to be elderly, Mary. And this was all she said.
There's sick people out here. How did you... There are ill people out here.
And I was thinking, what am I... Am I giving somebody... Was their liver explode or something? What happened? A lady called up like I was really doing serious damage to somebody's health, right?
Well, I just wanted to tell you because you're hitting all different ages and I think it's great. You've made me laugh. You've had my imagination go, and you've made me a better listener.
But
I'm
never
telling you what you've done for me.
I never got any of your money, and that
you're
is,
not going to get any.
Yeah,
of my
I really
money.
I'm disappointed. No, I. But then I got the call last summer, and the gentleman called last night. His wife was in a coma, and when she got out of her coma, she laughed. The first time she laughed was listening to the show. So I realized that maybe this was good for people's health.
It's wonderful.
But I was really
wonderful.
Worried because when that woman called up with the you know this,
don't you realize it's sick? I'm sick.
But I want to ask you one question. You know, you get all these idiot guys that call in,
yeah.
And the first thing they all say to you, yeah, man.
Well, there you go.
Man.
Not a whole generation.
I wonder what they're gonna, how are they gonna greet you in Florida?
How they gonna what?
How are they gonna greet you in Florida when they call you?
With yo man.
Yo man. That's right.
Miami's the fifth borough of New York. I'm gonna be getting a lot of guys like this.
Yeah, you know, welcome to Miami. You've been to Pompano Beach. Oh, you wanna come up to condo in Pompano? Yo, you know, Jilly's got the house. Open up the condo, you know. Hey, I heard the bit you did on the Godfather. That ain't funny, you know. I mean, I got a baseball bat. I go natural, baby.
So it's going
to
be a lot of that.
You have a lot of talent, Phil.
I know. Isn't it wasted? I'm telling you.
I'm going to miss Hattie and Walter.
Well, thank you for calling, Mary.
They don't fight, do they?
No, they don't. They're making love now, as a matter of fact, so I can't get them on the show.
You make sure that they get along.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
I really enjoyed your show.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to miss you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'll miss you, too. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Where is my heart? It was right here. It's 6 minutes for... Oh, it's not 6 minutes. It's a minute away from 11 o'clock. It's... I was just remembering when I was running away from the bum. I figured I had 6 minutes to live. That was it. It's a minute away from 11 o'clock at WCCO. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high near 48. Current conditions, clear and 32, dew point 27, relative humidity 82%, wind southwest at 3, and like that. And we've got some other things planned, some show bits and some other stuff coming up on the Phil Henry Show and your phone calls at 989-9226. CBS.
CBS News, I'm Bill Ditka.
Since Phil is leaving, we figured it would be appropriate that you party. So thank
yeah.
you. Thank you very much for going along with that.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Dan?
Yes, sir.
What was that first thing they did there before the cheer?
The first thing they did before the cheer, they kind of oohed and awed in awe of being on the radio.
Oh, all right. It was
the
just a new
were really
okay.
excited.
Yes,
and of course, that young lady jumped out of the cake.
Okay.
Yeah. That
yeah, it
one.
Sounded like somebody put something kind of slimy down their shorts or something there. They just went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was frosting.
Oh, it was frosting.
Was frosting from the cake.
Yeah, that sounds real good, Danny.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
All things serious, though. Hey, we're with you, and a lot of these folks here love you. And Charles Shane is terrific from the Dell Couch, and we have a song for you.
Oh, I got to hear this. I want to tell you that I heard you guys last week. It was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is for Phil Henry, everybody. Charles Shane of the Dell Couch, live.
I like the way that sounds, even though it sounds like crap over the phone line. It's great, isn't it?
Is that awesome?
I love that. Even on a phone line, it's good. See you, Dan.
Hey, Roger, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Typical remote on this station. Up there too? All right.
I used to play bass guitar in Steppenwolf.
Right.
Way to do it. Thank God. That was great. Hey, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Charles Shane. Thank you much.
Hey, Danny, tell him that was hot, even though it was coming down the little tiny phone line. That sounded great.
All right. We're glad. Yeah, we just stuck the mic in front of the PA.
Well,
now, folks, thank you very much. Say goodbye to Phil Henry. We're going to miss him so very much.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to remember him very much as well. Everybody, a big cheer. So long, Phil Henry. All
right. Half of them don't even know who the hell I am, you know. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Phil.
Right.
See you later.
All right. Pass the Sterlies.
All right. Pass the Sterlies. You're going to be passing a stone there, pal, if you keep living that life. Oh, that was great, wasn't it? You know, it's great when you get a whole bunch of people together and you go, okay, we're going to say goodbye to Bob. Who the hell is he? Never mind. Just do it when I put it on cue. You know, I got a great Steppenwolf story because the bass player in Steppenwolf, and I don't know the guy's name, this guy was playing bass in a bar in Ventura, California, like 2 years ago, just before I left California, and my friend Randy Jarvis, who's a singer, and Randy says, hey, you ought to come down to the Bermuda Triangle tonight, man. You know, I'm in a new band. I go, really? Yeah, the dude from Steppenwolf's playing bass, you know. What's the guy's Nick Nickman or something like that. And I went down there, and there's this guy. The guy's got all these stories about jamming with George Harrison. He's playing in this dump in Ventura. This toilet, you know, where there's strange-looking people wandering in and out, gypsies and stuff, and a lot of our listeners, in other words. And this guy is talking about jamming with George Harrison and Eric Clapton, and there he is just going, yo, bartender, another beer? $3.50. Come on! I'm in the band! Sad life, huh? Anyway, that was great. Dark Star, we're going to talk to him in a second here on WCCO News Talk 830. It's 9 minutes after. If I tell these rock and roll stories, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? I got a whole crowd of people here who are under the age of 7, and I'm telling these Steppenwolf stories. This is great. My father listened to that, I believe. Wasn't that some of his music? Music? 9 after 11, WCCO News Talk 830. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 48. Currently, clear and 32. Dew point 27. Relative humidity is 82%. Wind southwest at 3. Barometric pressure 30.26 and falling in the Twin Cities. And our daily three numbers, 0, 4, and 5. And News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm trying to take some of the education you gave us
Yeah.
Because that was one of the things you said when you started the show.
Well, so Wes is educating people now, is he? And another thing, will WCCO Radio allow him back?
Wes Minter, he takes no prisoners. Weekday mornings, 9 to noon. On WCCO News Talk 830.
Young man has been good enough to alert me to the fact that I may be losing my mind.
No, I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, just
man.
Go right ahead and say it. It's all right.
I don't
because
mean
I've
that.
Been on the edge for a long time. What?
I don't mean that.
No, I know you don't, son, but I think I am. I think it's time for me to be put in dry ice. I think it's time. Don't you?
No, Phil.
Yeah, Rich, I'm sorry. We didn't
get out of this.
Help. Yeah, listen, Richard was just saying that there's no such station as cable. There might have been a cable, huh, Richard? And maybe you and I are overlooking it.
It could be.
It could be.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Hello? Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. Hattie, are you there? Hattie?
I'll be all right.
Are you there?
I'll be fine. I just dropped the phone.
She just dropped the phone, Richard.
Okay.
All right, pal. Don't worry about it. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Phil.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hattie, are you all right?
What?
Are you all right?
Hello there.
Oh, great. Just fine. What is happening to her?
I listened to Jimi Hendrix by accident one day, flipping the channels, and I had to have shock therapy.
All right. This is serious. Try to call her niece. She can go over to the house, Rob, and pick her up off the floor.
What's her name? What's her niece's name?
Her niece's name is Clara or Clarissa. Remember that number that we had on her?
Town, Plymouth?
Yeah, it's in Plymouth.
Okay.
Call her up, because Hattie, I think, is just laying on the floor now, just thinking about Hendrix. This is sad. 16 minutes, Hattie? Wow.
Hello? What?
Dark Star, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Well, back here on WCCO, here's the Dark Man, who has a condominium somewhere down in the South Florida area, but do you think he's going to give you the keys to that place? Forget that. Never happened.
Have you let the cat out of the bag?
As to what?
As to where you're headed?
Yeah, WIOD.
Yep.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the first hour. Not that it means anything to anybody. But
well, it's a great station.
It is a great station, yeah.
I know you got a hell of an offer, and, you know, in this business, they come when they come, and congratulations to you.
It's still not making your money, but thank you very much, Dark Man. Where are you at?
Got home from spring training.
Oh, yeah, from Fort Myers.
Yeah.
What is with this wet T-shirt thing you kept talking about?
Oh, man, it was unbelievable.
Was it? I mean, all night long. We're getting back to the wet T-shirt version of Sports Night tonight.
Did you ever have to do 4 hours in front of a wet T-shirt contest?
I had to do 4 hours in front of a wet T-shirt, but it wasn't on the radio. But I got to tell you. So, Dark Man, how is spring training going there? How are the boys? How's
great.
It looking
everything
for this year?
Was a lot of fun. Weather was good.
Yeah.
Thrill of a lifetime for me. I've always wanted to go to spring training, and it was just great. You get to go down in the field every day. I got to talk to Michael Jordan, and we had Kent Herbeck on last night. I'm a big fan of his, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Listen, I personally dig listening to you doing the sports, because I know that's an area of expertise for you that's, like, unparalleled.
Well,
man. You hang out with those guys.
Well,
you know them all.
That's nice to hear.
You know them. You know more guys than Sid Hartman, don't you?
Not hardly.
Not hardly?
Not hardly.
Oh, man, you're plugged in, though. I like listening to you rapping with those
that's
guys.
That's nice to hear.
You still going to the track with Tom Kelly?
He's in Florida now.
Uh-huh.
We went last Saturday night in Florida, and we had a heck of a night. A lot of fun.
I found out that Kelly listens to the show occasionally, right?
He's one of your biggest fans.
TK, huh? How about that, huh?
What's the date you're leaving the cities?
I'm leaving on Friday the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
why?
We got time to go out and get a bad steak one night for
you.
Oh,
I'd love to do it.
Great.
What kind of guy is he just hanging around? Is he just kind of a grousey guy who goes, I hate it. I hate it all.
He's about the funniest person you'd ever meet.
I bet you he is, man.
And it's different. And again, I don't want to get too philosophical here on your show on your last night.
Thank you.
But I think people want their baseball manager to be serious.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're paying $16 a chair for every night. And away from the game, he's hilarious.
He's a maniac.
Yeah, he is. He's just crazy.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Guy from New Jersey.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Darkman, thank you. I'll see you this week sometime.
You bet, Phil. Listen, I want to tell you how much enjoyment I got out of listening to your show and how disappointed I am that I'm not going to have the opportunity to do so on a regular basis. But I know you got an offer that was just unbelievable. And best to you. And I know somewhere along the line here, it's going to take me about 8 secretaries to get through to you eventually, because I know you're going to be a national talent. So.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. 8 secretaries.
Mr. Henry, Darkstain online.
Oh, yeah. Put him through. No, I can't take it now. Dark, you'll always be welcome at my house.
Nice to hear.
So long as you got that lawnmower with you. And God bless you. Thanks for your support, too, man. I mean that.
You bet.
All right, buddy.
Take care, Phil.
Take it easy. Like, seriously, that was, Darkstar was like one of the first people at this radio station to say, hey, you know, Phil's okay. I mean, he fits in, you know, Darkstar, Roger Erickson. You know, I was getting the evil eye from a few of these cats, but Erickson and Darkman, the first guys, you know, to go, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Your job is secure. Next day, I'm in the boss's office going, you're out of here. You're fired. I said, Darkstar said, hey, it doesn't matter to me. It's 15 after 11 at WCCO News Talk, 830, Phil Henry Show, 989-9226. Let's get back to the real folks here. Susan in St. Paul. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Gonna miss you.
I appreciate that.
There's someone in my house that's really gonna miss you.
Who's that?
My son.
Oh, wow.
Well,
are these the two ne'er-do-wells I met at the
No. Do you remember last summer, you will, when a kid called you and said he was hit by a car?
Oh, yes.
And he had a rod in the leg?
Yeah, and I told him to sue for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
He's devastated that you're leaving.
What's the guy's name?
Nick.
Nick, I remember Nick.
Remember Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a rod in his leg.
Yeah, he won't get it out until about September. You know,
of all the places to have a rod.
Right.
Well,
he has been hard to get up for school because he's listened to you. I've had to let him stay home because he's listened to you. Which isn't nice. But
so in other words, he's missing school because he's listening to me. Well, that's a great recommendation right there.
Right.
Where is he tonight?
He's here.
Oh, is he?
But he's, I don't know, I wanted him to talk to you.
He's got his head buried under a pillow or something?
No, he's in his room with, talk about people taping somebody. He's got so many tapes of you, you wouldn't believe it.
Let me tell you, Nick, don't do that Jim Baker thing with a head under the couch, you know? I mean, you're not married to a woman who looks like Alice Cooper yet, so you're going to be all right.
Right. But,
well, I'm glad he's okay. God, I didn't know it was that serious that he had a whole, like, appliance installed in his leg.
Yeah. He's doing really good, and he's taped a lot of your shows, so at least he'll have a good memory of you.
Everybody's taped my shows. Are these things going to turn up on an album someday?
Maybe.
Know, and I will be sitting there 70 years old with pee stains on my underwear, not getting 1 ounce of royalty from any of it.
I've had a lot of pee stains laughing at you.
You've had a lot of pee stains over the years, Susan. Well, I thank you very much. I'm glad it's a family experience. I really do. That means a lot to me that families can listen to
this. And he's only 14, Phil.
So. He's going to be a... I figure any kid that listens to this show has got a career in higher echelons of professional life or, I don't know, like a trustee at a better jail, something like that.
Right.
Susan, thank you so much.
I wish he'd talk to you and say hi and goodbye, but he's acting...
Maybe later on.
He's acting shy.
He may call later on when Mom isn't on the line, you know?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 18 minutes after 11. Yeah, he called last summer, and he said, yeah, Phil, you know, I got hit by the car. Lady took off. I said, why don't you sue the living daylight? Well, I wouldn't want to do something like that. I mean, all it was my leg. And where was it? Well, I found it across the street, but it's all right. They reattached it. Sewer, I said. Oh, no. You know, it's a little bit shorter than the other one, you know. I'm kind of dragging it behind me. I'm doing a Walter Brennan thing now. It's like the real McCoys. He's 14 years old. He's going, Luke, has he? Limping along. And he's not suing? Come on! Saul Brown on the case. 18 after 11 at WCCO News Talk 830. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high near 48. Current conditions clear in 32. Daily 3, 0, 4, and 5. And a dew. Why did I throw that in the middle of the dew point? What difference does it make here in Minnesota? Weather, just as long as you throw a few numbers at them every quarter hour. Dew point 27, relative humidity 82%. The winds are southwest at 3, and the barometric pressure is 30.26 and falling at WCCO.
We also would like to remind you the new Westminster Show, weekday.
You're going to be all right, Bob.
New Westminster Show, weekday mornings, 9 a.m., WCCO News Talk 830. Go ahead, Phil.
Thank you. That was very good. It's 20 after 11 at WCCO News Talk 830. My name's Phil Hendry, and this is my last show here at WCCO. It's been a fast year, been a real quick year. It was this time last year that I had flown here to the Twin Cities, interviewed with Jim Ashbery and Rand Gottlieb. We were over at Mix. They took me to Mix for lunch. We celebrated with some kind of a weird peanut butter cheesecake. Well, I'll never forget, Rand said, let's celebrate the deal with this peanut butter cheesecake. You've never had anything like it. And I did, like, the first time since I was six, I spit it out into my napkin and shoved it in my pocket. You know, one of those? No, it was delicious, Rand. And, so it was a year ago, and the temperature was 1 degree, man. It's kind of balmy for this time of year, I guess. So we did the thing, and I flew up. I'll never forget, my pal Terry met me at the airport and drove me into town. First thing I did is I bought a real thick coat. She says, you're going to have to get the coat and the hat and gloves and everything. I bought like a fedora that was six sizes too big for me, and I looked like something out of a bad cartoon, just this hat moving along the floor with a big coat. Everything was oversized. It's ridiculous, you know, it was the only jacket that I owned. And got my little apartment over there in St. Paul. I was the weirdo moving in, and I would prep my show at night by talking to myself, which is how I prep my show. I invent characters that way. I don't know that about that. You know, Phil, I do it. And I'm walking around like that. And the guy next door, his girlfriend's over every other night, and all I can hear from there is, good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And meanwhile, I'm going, and you know what, Mr. Hendry, and then, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was the weirdest floor in the whole building, you know. The fire marshal would show up, and all he's going, are you people all right in there? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, Mr. Hendry. Jim in Minneapolis, hello.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening, Jim.
Say, I missed the start of your show. I wasn't sure. Where are you going? You're going into Miami. What's the station?
WIOD.
Okay, yes.
News Talk 610.
Saturday's therapy night. So
in Dade County, 751 WIOD. In Broward County, 524 WIOD.
What's the phone number?
524 WIOD.
Okay.
555 WIOD.
Who's going to be taking your spot? Not filling your shoes, but taking your spot.
John Williams. John Williams.
Oh,
I believe. I believe it's John, yeah.
Okay, he's got his work cut out for him. He's good, though. But
John's very good. John's got a great deal of potential, and he's a long-distance runner.
Yeah.
John's got a lot of legs there. I think he's going to do well.
What kind of cake did they throw at you down there? You can tell us.
What kind
We're
of
family.
Cake? What do you mean?
Money, scratch, payola.
Well, let's say it was about 50% more.
So you're making now $30,000?
So I'm now making $30,000 a year.
Oh.
I'm telling you, hey, when you're in the dollars, friend, I know a paycheck.
Are
and when you're pulling down three zero zero zero, I don't forget how many zeros, but it starts with a three.
Actually, I do know how much you're going to be getting down there.
Okay.
From an inside source, and it's over $200,000. That's pretty good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Is that
really?
Okay, Jim.
Are you going to be playing some tapes later tonight of past shows?
We've got some tapes. We're just playing bits, but we're not going to play whole shows or anything.
Say, by the one other thing, I saw a picture of you, and you weren't on the Cheers, were you? You look a little like Fraser Crane.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I was on Cheers, yeah.
But since that's canceled, you took up radio.
I took up radio. Why not?
Yeah, we're going to miss you, buddy.
I got a true story.
Go ahead.
You remember the remember the old TV show Bewitched?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you recall the wife of... You remember Darren's boss...
Yeah.
All right. His wife. The boss's wife.
The drinker, wasn't she?
She was... What, did she drink a lot on the show?
She did.
All right. I don't know the actress's name, but I'm in radio. This is about 14 years ago, and somebody says to me, my program director says, we've got a new intern for the station. She wants to learn radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into my office, and she's sitting listening to a police scanner, writing down traffic reports for us, and it's this actress that used to be on Bewitched. And this poor woman... Radio is like no other business because we're constantly fighting and screaming and throwing reels of tape here. You guys think that this is all just sweetness and light and cooking cake, baking cookies and stuff? I mean, half the time there's ashtrays being thrown and guys going, I'm walking out now! That's it! I'm telling you, that's the last time Cannon butts a cigar in this studio. I'm out of here! And this was going on, and this poor woman, this former actress with a big, big money contract doing a network sitcom, trying to learn how to be a traffic intern, was staring at this with bug eyes. She couldn't believe what she was saying. It's the last we ever saw of her. That was the last day.
So in other words, she's institutionalized now.
Yeah, either that or she's back on Bewitched. Listen, thanks for your call,
Good
sir.
Luck, bud.
Thank
we're going to miss
much,
you big
Jim.
Time.
I appreciate that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The Eid al-Fitr prayer will be Monday morning at 7:30 at the National Sports Center in Blaine. This is confirmed by the Islamic Center of Minnesota. So those of you who are In the midst of observing Ramadan, you might give the Islamic Center of Minnesota a phone call to get some more specifics on that. But the Eid al-Fitr prayer will be Monday morning at 7:30 at the National Sports Center in Blaine, as confirmed by the Islamic Center of Minnesota. And to let our audience know that the Muslims in Minnesota, of course, and elsewhere are waiting to hear when their month of fasting will end. That month called Ramadan will end when the moon is seen. So far, that has not happened, correct, Mr. X? So there are about 17,000 Muslims in the metro area of the Twin Cities. The Islamic Center of Minnesota is keeping us updated on the moon situation. So stay tuned to WCCO Radio for the latest. Boss in Minneapolis, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, boss.
Okay, you're Minnesota Nice to Miami Vice, huh?
Why not?
Hey, it's really not Minnesota Nice, but I think it's Minnesota Naughty.
Well, we used to talk about that, but nobody, Minnesota Naughty?
Minnesota Naughty.
What do you mean by naughty?
Well, you know, everybody, they're phony, a bunch of phonies here.
All right, okay. Just say that, Minnesota
and
phony.
You know, they wannabe, a lot of wannabes.
A lot of wannabe nice people.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I played Wheel of Fortune with you, and that was a great time when I, you know, played there with you, and I had a great time. I hope you keep that game in Miami.
Might not be bad. I got to bring back College Bowl, too. I was going to play it last night, but I didn't. A lot of beer trivia. God, I wish I had that game now.
You know, you're the Barry Bonds of radio.
Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
I'm a slugger, huh?
Yeah, you're a slugger, man.
I appreciate that.
And you know something? I really appreciate the way you've taken up all the coons here in Minnesota, man.
The what?
Well, I'm using the term Hattie uses.
Oh, the coons.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Hattie does that because you don't know any better, do you, Hattie?
Well, no, I love all of the colored people.
What? Who?
The colored people.
Hattie, you got to get back in with the 90s.
Did you ever see Gone with the Wind? Oh, God, what a movie. You know, and it was Butterfly McQueen. Whatever happened to great actresses like that?
I don't know, Hattie.
They gave birth to Lou Gehrig. Morning Show with Leonie on WCCO, News Talk 830.
Clear to part.
Keeps getting tougher.
Clear to partly cloudy and a low near 26.
Excuse me.
Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 48. Current conditions, we have clear skies, 32 degrees in the Twin Cities at News Talk 830 WCCO. Phil Henry's show here. And Donald's in Brooklyn Park. Hello, Donald.
I just want to thank you for the advice you gave me.
What's that?
About being a radio disc jockey.
Oh, I told
about
you.
About writing ideas down on a notebook. And
did I do that?
Yeah.
And how did it turn out?
How'd it turn out?
Did you get a gig?
It turned out pretty good. I actually got, you know, some pretty good ideas on, you know, what I think about, you know, Minnesota.
What do you think about Minnesota?
Well, you've enlightened me on a lot of things. Like, I didn't know that Minnesota was only 6% black. You know?
Well, the Twin Cities, I don't know about the state. The state's probably like one half of 1%.
Really?
I think, actually, outside of the Twin Cities, Donald, I think there's 4 black guys. And that's it. And they're all huddled over a campfire in Duluth somewhere.
I'm sorry.
How the hell did this happen to us? What are we up here? This is a wilderness.
Man, I'm sorry you're leaving, man.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're leaving, too. But I'm glad you got that job.
Yeah, man, I'm serious, man. The Twin Cities needs a guy like you, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well,
but, I mean,
you're going to have to be him, Donald. I want you to, you know, get ready for the big move. You are the guy. You're the guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm only 15, man.
Well, hey, 6 years, get out of college, and you make that first big break.
Yeah.
Get right into the business. Big money, morning drive contract, little toilet scrubbing on the side. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah, I know you told me not to go to any of those Evolve Tech schools or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I never really understood why. I just feel
a practical professional experience beats everything.
Really?
Just practical, just walk right into that radio station. My first gig, $100 a week, which was probably damn good money in 1973.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it wasn't. I know, I was starving, now I remember. But I just pounded on doors and pounded on everything and got the gig and went in there, did the midnight to six shift. I was playing Percy Faith records and Robert Goulet records, and I was doing stupid little bits. I had a character back then named Farmer Foul Ball. And he was an arms runner. The character's whole thing was he kept a lot of weapons in his barn.
Really?
And he was always blowing himself up and stuff. And, you know, people would call up and go, you know, it's always the same thing. You know, they'd call up and say,
why don't you shut up and play more Robert Goulet? Everybody's out of town. I love that. And then the Shirley Bassey record. I like that.
And it was a suicide.
Yeah, well, Phil, I hope the Expand is at least bigger than Rush Limbaugh. I really don't like that.
How can I get bigger than him, man? I'm going to have to, you know, jam like cholesterol directly into my heart to get bigger than him.
Well, all right,
thank you, my friend. Thanks for listening, and good luck in your endeavors.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. 11:34 at the Phil Henry Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Paul in Anoka, hello.
Hey, Phil, what's up?
How you doing?
Just hanging around.
Yeah?
Well, I wanted to congratulate you on your new job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, geez. Ever since it started, man.
Well, you didn't just hear about this, I hope.
Well,
this is our last
no.
show tonight.
No, huh?
Okay, this is the last show we're doing tonight.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Just so it's not a shock.
Yep.
How are things in Anoka? How are things with your life?
No, just, you know, I called. Geez, last time I called, I was talking about the guy shooting his rifle off.
Yeah?
Out on New Year's.
Oh, yeah, and I mentioned the fact that there were guys putting them into their pants and shooting them off.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So, dodging that.
Well, thanks for the call, and thanks for your good wishes.
Yeah.
All right, pal.
You take it easy.
See you. Robert in South Minneapolis, hello.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say good luck with your jobs and everything.
Thanks. We got a Metro line open for anybody that hates my guts. Remember that, 989-9226. All comers welcome here tonight. Robert, I appreciate your thoughts.
No problem.
All right, pal.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jim in Northeast Minneapolis, hello.
Hi, Phil. I'm a little bummed out. I'm sorry to hear you're leaving. I've been a long-time listener. I'll never forget the first time I heard you. I was up late doing something, and your show was on people who could have a license to shoot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We stuffed a deer and put it on roller skates.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Only followed up a couple months ago. I was working third shift and listened to you every night. And your show, I forget what the topic was, gun control, but every single person that disagreed with you hung up.
I hung up on them, yeah.
And I thought it was so strange until you explained about 5 minutes into the show the whole point of it. And I thought it was just real, real brilliant.
Well, what I should have done is I should have gotten them off the line faster. But, you know.
Well,
oh, by the way,
you got them off pretty fast. And the fact that they called, someone will call back 4 and 5 times at a shot was just amazing.
I got this cigar now, Jim. Here it is. This is the Generalissimo character here.
You know, Jim, I was a little ready to say,
I can't talk. This thing is the biggest cigar I ever smoked in my life. God, listen to this.
Hey, what are you calling away?
Yeah, that sounds like a real Cuban general there. Sounds like a Cuban general with about 4 months after the stroke.
Happy just had a couple of root canals.
Here's a Cuban general with Bell's palsy.
Anyway, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Well,
Jim, I appreciate your call, and all I can say is that, you know, we move on and we'll meet again, I hope, down the road somewhere.
Well, good luck to you. The Twin Cities, I'm not from here. I think it's a pretty dry place, and now even more so with you gone.
Well, let's try and spice it up.
Take care.
Do all we can. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
At 24 minutes away from midnight at WCCO News Talk 830, the Phil Henry Show here, last night on the air, 2 o'clock is our, you know, we're going off the air at 2. I think we've got some kind of a deal planned for 1, just some bits from past shows, and we're running a few other bits from past shows as we progress through the evening here, and we got your phone calls, too, coming up, and then we're like vamoose, gone, 2 a.m. 989-9226, 1-800-327-8255, Karen in Minneapolis.
Yes, Phil. Thank you for everything, and good luck, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for the picture. I got it today.
Well, these pictures, my autograph is going to be worth a nickel, because I gave out too many of them, I think. What did you do with the picture?
I burned it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Somebody got my picture and threw it in the garbage, I think.
Oh, really?
I heard from somebody who said that, yeah.
No, I taped it up on my bedroom wall.
You taped it on your bedroom? Where do you live, in a hotel room or something?
No, my apartment.
Okay, you taped it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't tape things directly to the wall, should you?
No, I put it
in a frame, very nicely hanging in a frame with a little Sacred Heart picture underneath it.
Put
it right below the crucifix. Don't you think that's a good place for it?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, in the morning, you know.
Yeah,
father,
do my
the father and the son.
Yeah. Oh, Phil, I'm going to miss you so
much. Let's get back to those rail yard dick jokes. I think we were doing real well then.
You know, Phil, I never call the radio talk show ever, and you're the first one because you make it easy to talk to. You know, you it's easy to talk to you.
In other words, you don't have to know a lot about Pentagon budgets to call the show. Yeah,
that's right.
And most people don't know a lot about Pentagon budgets.
And you know what else I noticed? A lot of guys call in and not very many women call in. I wonder why that is. And that's in all the talk shows.
Yeah. Talk radio seems to be, for the most part, the domain in terms of callers of men. Men.
Why is that?
I think it's because men, contrary to the traditional point of view, men have bigger mouths than women.
They know it all?
Yeah, men are a lot more big, fat, blabbing mouths going all the time, right? And women tend to kind of kick back and sort
laugh
of...
laugh at them.
And laugh at it and listen to it and say, boy, what a load of hooey this is, you know?
Yeah.
But I you know, we, like my show, like everybody's show, we get a lot of male callers, but I'm surprised at the number of women that I've had call on the show. Might have had something to do with the...
Personality.
Might have had something to do with, you know, I've got a certain magnetism.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a certain kind of a guy.
And also...
And that lady who called in about Railroad Dick. But I got to tell you. Yes, ma'am?
Yeah, excuse me.
Also, oh, no, excuse me.
Also, you're a very personable guy over the radio, and you told a lot about yourself. That's probably why, too. Like you said, you had hair on your chest.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
That's a big revelation, isn't it? Yeah,
see?
Got hair on my chest. I'll never forget the night that Henry said he had hair on his chest. That was $1 million fine from the FCC right there.
Yeah. And, you know what? The next day I went to work and I have a few girlfriends that listen to you, too.
Does he have hair in his chest? And it was the butt all around the hospital there, huh?
No, I don't work at the house. I work at a store. Anyway, I told these ladies about it, and they said, he does?
Oh, so that changed their opinion of the show, then. Okay. Well, as long as he's got a hairy chest, I'll give him one more chance.
Yeah.
Where was this, at Byerly's or something, or the produce section?
No.
By the way, Henry's got a hairy chest, right when a guy's picking out some bratwurst, you know?
I work at a clothing store.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that probably comes in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Karen, thank you.
Well, you take care.
Thanks for spreading
drive
the word.
Safely.
Thanks for spreading the word about my hairy chest, too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm rubbing it right now, nervously.
Yeah,
there's still hair there.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, Karen, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jason in South St. Paul, hello.
Hi.
How you doing? You're on WCCO.
Great. Okay, I want to say you're hilarious. I'm honored to listen to you. I'm kind of like a class clown at school.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm entertaining people at school all the time, and I come home and listen to you at night, and it's kind of like a reverse thing.
So you're screwing off a lot in class, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're messing around?
Yeah.
The nice solid D's and F's and stuff?
No.
What, are you going to be the next host of The Tonight Show? How long do you think Leno's going to hold on to that gig?
Oh, jeez.
I think you'll be the next, you know, with Letterman building the franchise at CBS. How old are you, Jason?
I'm 18.
You are in line to be to succeed Letterman.
I don't...
You figure he's 44, he's got 22 more years on that show. And
yeah.
You'll be 30, in your late 30s, early 40s, you'll be ready to take that show over. Because that's all Letterman did in school, was screw around and drive people nuts.
That'd be nice. I've done stand-up a couple times for people I know, but... And challenge shows and
start branching out, yeah. Hit the clubs, do a lot of, Veterans of Foreign Wars halls. Do a lot of American Legion halls, you know. Go a lot to the retirement homes. And do a lot of jokes about the colostomy bags and stuff. And just work out, man. Just spread out. Just stretch as much as you can.
Okay, and I wanted to
And
ask...
do comedy, too.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Of course.
Yeah, and also get down that one line. But anyway.
But anyway.
Do you do that, but anyway?
I say that a lot.
You know.
You say that a lot. Well,
yeah, there's three lines. Well, I do it on purpose to let everybody know that I said something moderately funny. Otherwise, I got Dennis sitting over here. He's watching reruns of, what is this now, Dennis? The NBA? So I got to go butt anyway every now and then. Dennis goes, All right, Jason, good luck.
Wait. I want to ask you, have you ever played hockey? Because you were talking about it last night.
No, I never have. I was going to join one of these, leagues, but then I, took one look at myself in the mirror and said, well, that's pretty smart, you know. What I'd love to see myself in here in 5 years is an aluminum walker.
Okay.
I really want to do that little electric cart thing that I made fun of. 45-year-old man just, let's go over here where the sweaters are.
Okay, and right, one last thing. Okay? I just wanted to make sure that you play that. Hattie and the other guy that got stuck in the snowblower.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jason. Yep, See you later. Bye-bye. John in Minneapolis, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
I just wanted to call, say see you later. It was great listening to you.
Thank you very much.
You brought a lot of humor into this radio.
Well, I appreciate that.
You really did.
That was kind of the intent.
Well, it worked.
I hope we did, yeah.
I have a request, too.
Okay.
I was telling my wife about Hattie singing What's New Pussycat, and I think she does a great job. I mean,
well,
very
actually,
comparable to Tom Jones.
I got a great version of Walter singing that, as a matter of fact. This is from a show he did where he hates birds so much that he cooks everybody's parakeets. He found out that cats are great to have because they keep stray birds off your property. And so he sang to What's New Pussycat, and we'll play that.
Great.
Thanks, John.
You bet, bro. Take care of yourself.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Right, my theme song. I love this so much for all of the cat lovers and all those cats killing pheasants. Go ahead and hit it, Phil. Go ahead, Phil.
All right. Here it is.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Isn't this wonderful?
This is idiotic.
Here, I love this. Here's the good part. Pussycat, pussycat, go get a fish or a parakeet and stuff it in the oven. So wonderful, Karen. Don't you love it?
Well,
this is disgusting.
Hey, you're a simp.
You do have a nice voice, but I gotta admit, Phil's got a better one.
Who cares about Henry? He might as well be wearing a skirt. And your pussycat knows. Go out and get a parakeet, pussycat. What's new, pussycat? Kill me a peasant. What's new, pussycat? Oh, look, a nice duck that he dragged to my front door.
That's enough of this idiocy. I apologize, Karen.
Well, I have something I wanted
all
to ask.
All cat lovers everywhere,
I
apologize.
I wanted to ask Walter something.
You're liberal.
Dave in Rosemont, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Good, David.
Good. Say, I got a couple of shows that I really love to hear. It's about three of them, actually. One of them was the Cheesehead Show.
Yeah, that's the Hamid Show, yeah.
Yeah, was that one of the very first ones you did?
That was like the second show I ever did.
Yeah, that was the first one I caught, and I just caught you by mistake that night because I was on the way home, and it was great. That was one...
Most people found this show by mistake, I'm beginning to find out. That's,
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
I've listened to CCO a lot.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to be on the way home, and I turned it on just as I was getting home, and there you were. I've been hooked ever since.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, the other one, your open season on dogs.
Like Roger Maris after he hit 60, you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Your open season on dogs, I was pulling home three kids from a Boy Scout overnight thing.
Uh-huh.
And doggone it, these kids were like sitting in the car driving me nuts because they couldn't believe what they were hearing. You know? It was great.
I love it. I love it.
And it would be kind of an interesting thing to see, too.
What, a deer being hauled down the street on roller skates?
Well, no, yeah. It wasn't the deer being hauled on roller skates as much as the guy had a tame deer.
Yeah, he had a tame deer that would taunt the dogs.
That's right, people could go out and shoot him.
Well, basically what the show was about was it is legal in the state of Minnesota to shoot a dog chasing a deer.
That's right.
And so this guy that we had on had, he hated dogs, okay? So he trained deer to kind of peek around a building. The dog would go chasing it, the deer would run, and then he'd shoot the dog.
That's right.
And then...
perfectly legal.
Yeah, perfectly legal. And then what he got the idea was, well, why even train the deer? You could stuff a deer, mount it on roller skates, and drag it down the street on a string, and then the dog would chase it.
That's right.
And you could waste the dog that way.
That's it.
So
get him.
There were a lot of different things, you could do.
I got enough of those same dogs he was after visiting my backyard every day.
Is that right?
You bet.
Well, there you go.
Well, say, can you give out what the frequency of your new station is?
Yeah, it's 610, News Talk 610 WIOD.
610.
Yeah, right down at the fat end of the dial there. And that's going to help because, like I said, they got 3 watts at night leaking out to the White Castle.
Well,
they get us really good at that White Castle on Biscayne Boulevard, and that's it.
Only 3 watts?
No. It's a good station. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to do an 8 to midnight down there.
Good. I've got a short wave. I'm ready for you.
You think we got squirrels calling this show at night? Wait till I get to Miami. Oh, God. 11 o'clock at night, it's going to be every guy who's got an axe to grind with Castro calling in. And some cat down in the Little Havana who's rubbing chicken bones together going, I'll get you off the air. You know that, man. Get you off the air. Oh,
They're not going to do it. I wish they would, and I wish they'd send you right back here.
No, I think it's going to be a good gig, somebody successful. At least that's my feeling and my prayer. I've returned to Catholicism just so I can be successful in the business.
Phil, that's something
else
I want
to ask you
about.
As soon as I make my first million, I'm excommunicated again.
That's something else I want to ask you about. The last couple of nights, you've been telling people God bless you and whatnot. And, you know, I listened to your Satan Claus show.
Yeah.
And Rob was kind enough to get me some information on that show.
Uh-huh.
Now... I thought you were not a religious man.
Well, I believe in a God, but who knows what kind it is.
Well, okay.
Right? He might be, it's the kind that you worship at a volcano.
Yeah, all right. That'd be a little bit too far, but I think Satan Claus was one of your most enlightening and thought-provoking shows. I used it so many times in conversations with some of the extremely religious people that I know, and it's just been great.
Well, thank you at least there was some educational value there for you. For me, it was just one, weird thing to go through.
Well, it may have been a weird thing to go through, but it was very enlightening.
Thanks for calling tonight. Thank you for calling tonight.
You have a great night. Good luck in Miami.
Thank you, David.
We're going to love you.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, wake up every morning with a Good Morning Show at WCCO News Talk 830. Roger Erickson and Dave Lee. And following that, Wes Minter from 9 to noon. Wes Minter, the Good Morning Show, good way to start the day on WCCO News Talk 830.
The 1994 Auto Show is on now at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
With celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting, the prayers will be held at the National Sports Arena at 1700 105th Avenue North. That's 105th Avenue Northeast in Blaine. The Tuck Beer at Will start at 7:30. You know, I really apologize, folks, if I'm not pronouncing this properly. Mr. X? Yo, Susan, you're going to have to, I don't know what that says.
Oh, Tuck Beer.
The Tuck Beer will start at 7:30 a.m. and prayers are at 8:30 a.m. I'm sorry, I worship volcanoes. The Islamic Center of Minnesota announces Eid al-Fitr, the celebration of the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. The prayers will be held at the National Sports Arena at 1700 105th Avenue Northeast in Blaine. The Takbirat will start at 7:30 a.m. and prayers will be at 8:30. But then I can't pronounce Easter either. Easter is going to be, there's a thing going on, Christmas is, it's not my thing. It's 10 minutes from midnight at WCCO News Talk 830, Phil Henry Show. This is our final show on the air here at WCCO. And when I say our final show, I've had three great producers working with me, Jimmy Erickson, Mr. X here, and Rob Pendleton. And Rob has taken a few months off, a little bit of a vacation. But those three guys were a part of this show. And if you ever heard a program here that really particularly upset you or you felt was really antisocial, it's mostly their fault because they were feeding me all the lines halfway through this stuff. But they were the guys that worked with me, and I was really happy to have them here because they kind of fell into it. I mean, you really got to kind of enjoy doing this show to be a producer. Occasionally, my very first producer here at WCCO was a young woman, a great lady, but she couldn't stand the show, and she hated the people who called. And about 3 days into the show, they found her out here in the middle of the street just fashioning a noose. You know, said, no, we'll pay the deal off. So it was kind of a rough thing, kind of a baptism of fire. Senior Curious in Minneapolis, hello.
Phil, how are you?
Good.
Well, I'm calling to say goodbye and good luck and really enjoyed listening to your show. And I'm just wondering, who the heck am I going to talk to about serial killers with?
God, I know, that's a tough one. My mom, she's really into it. And my mother, used to take us to see Psycho and Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. Really, my mom was like the big time, she was a big influence in my life for serial killing stuff. So I could give you her number. Other than that, I really don't know.
Well,
I collect a lot of books and read them in the dark in the bathroom, you know.
I was just thinking on the radio because, you're the first guy I talked to about serial killers.
Yeah.
Because I've only ever called one other show.
By the way, interesting article in Eyewitness Magazine about that situation in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You know, the four co-eds and the one male student that was killed?
Right.
And they busted the wrong guy?
Right.
A guy named Ed Humphrey?
Right.
They had a whole feature on that.
Yeah, Details did an article about that guy about 4 or 5 months back.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a guy getting railroaded.
No kidding.
Talk about railroad dick. I mean, this was tough. This guy was busted strictly on the basis of the fact that he was like a manic depressive and he had a really badly scarred face and they thought he was just the neighborhood psycho.
And he was a nut.
And they thought, well, this has got to be the guy. And they put this guy in the can for a year before they found the real guy.
Then they found the real guy and they let the guy loose and say, oh, sorry.
Sorry, pal. And by the way, I was watching Court TV the other day and I saw this real guy. Rawlings is his name?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I know he, innocent till proven guilty, but this guy's the classic serial killer type.
Yeah.
He's got that real seductive kind of a serial killer is a kind of a devoid of emotion, right?
Right.
And they put on whatever emotion serves their purpose for the time. And you could just see it in this guy's eyes. He's reading this real this statement like, he couldn't care less that he did that to the, if he did that to those people, that he did that to those people. In other words, I think I'm saying he's guilty, but we're not anywhere near Tallahassee, are we?
No.
All right, pal.
And our band is going to name our first album, if we ever get it off the ground, Brigadier Wuss.
Oh, okay, yeah, great band name, Brigadier Wuss.
I met you the other night.
That's right, you were downstairs in the court.
Right.
Yes.
And we're going to name our first album The Walter Flowers Experience.
Exactly, exactly. I knew you had to. Thank you, I'm honored.
Take care, Phil.
See you later, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adam in Plymouth, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, Adam.
Sorry to see you go. I gotta say, I think your best character is Warnell. He's the one who turned me on to the show. I stumbled across CCO as I was driving and heard him talking about how filthy B. Arthur and the Golden Girls was.
Oh, yeah, I really believe that, sir. You know, you may think that's funny, but I think B. Arthur is just pure, unadulterated filth.
And Betty White is much better, huh?
Betty White, right in the gutter. I mean, we're talking gutter.
Yeah, you had me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was
I don't even remember that show. Arthur and Betty White are in the gutter?
Yeah, wow. I was white-knuckling the steering wheel all the way to work. I couldn't believe that there was somebody. It was the same night you were talking about I don't know, it wasn't a sperm bank, but Warnell had kids he was selling that he would guarantee.
Yeah, half off. They're up to spec.
They're
up to spec. The more you guys talk about these characters, the more I want to ask this question of everybody, because I am going to Miami. I'll be on the air there in a week and a half. And I want to know whether I ought to cop to these characters or not. In other words, whether I ought to cop to the fact that I'm doing them or let the audience assume that they're strange. All right, the first vote is for no.
The primary reason, but the most enjoyment I got out of your show
was listening to people getting conned.
Because,
right.
I mean, I got conned,
got conned?
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's nice, everyone, as they get turned onto the show, I mean, they'll get their medicine, and then once they're in on the joke, I can speak for most of your real ardent listeners in saying that I think we all cringe when you give away the, give away the store.
Okay.
Tell everyone that it's a...
Don't do it, Hendry. First vote. Don't do it. All right. Thanks, Adam.
All righty.
Take care. Happy trails. All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. By the way, did you read about James Caan pulling a gun on some rap? Now, there's a switch. James Caan pulled a piece on a rap singer in L.A. He got into some kind of an argument over some guy vandalizing cars. Do you realize, by the way, that we've been out of delay all this time? Yeah, we've been out of delay. Is it on? No, my green light. My green light said off. Yeah, we've just now gotten into delay. Ha ha! Shows you how we run the talk shows around here, right? Steve was running Dating and Desperate or Sexless and Serious or whatever that was for 4 solid hours with no delay. So some guy calls up and says, right, Steve, it's about the size of a... Thank you for the call. Anyway, James Caan pulled a gun on a rap singer, which is, a plus. And I guess it's a mark in his favor after that flick the program. And Jack Nicholson just settled out of court with a guy whose windshield he smashed with a golf club. These guys are all hitting their 50s and they're losing it, Rebecca Broussard walked out on Nicholson and he's beating some guy over the head with a golf club. Caan's wielding a piece in the streets of Los Angeles. Walter, what about you?
I wielded a cement mixer the other day. I ran a man down. Oh, yeah.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah.
President Clinton, hello, sir.
Well... Let me say, is this the Phil Hendry show?
Yes, it is.
I tried calling on this 1-800-something galactic line, and that didn't get me nowhere.
Right.
So I tried calling this common number here. I needed to talk to your friend, Mr. Hamid.
Uh-huh.
Would it be possible?
Yes, Adam, if you want. Is it an honor to speak to you, the President of the United States?
Yes, it is.
I don't believe it.
How do you do,
sir? Are you kidding me?
No, I've been trying to...
Billy, it's the President Clinton of the United States, America.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I know it is.
I don't believe it. I'm so honored to speak to you. I'm happy to be in this country. I want you to know that I don't believe any of the filth that they say.
Let me say... let me say I'm glad you're in this country. And we're very happy to have you here, sir. And I've, in my passings through, going through the flood country.
You're not too quick to argue, Mr. President.
Excuse me?
But I know you have to think about these things. Write them down first.
I've got a few questions written down for you if you'd let me ask them.
Okay.
I need to know. You know, we are sending a lot of money to your country, and I need to know, how much do you need for the women of the former Soviet Union to receive nose jobs?
Women of former Soviet Union to receive nose jobs?
Just as they receive them here in America.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wow. Daryl, hello. That's like taking a premise that I invented myself and twisting it all around to somewhere else. Women in the Soviet, was there like the women in America getting those jobs? Daryl?
Phil.
Yeah.
This is Daryl in Northeast Minneapolis.
I really hate it when somebody starts with shtick and they can't finish it and I got to finish it for them. I hate that. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
No, I know you didn't do it.
I'm calling on behalf of a large constituent of everybody in Northeast Minneapolis. I can't speak for everyone here, but I'm calling for Dick, Gillette, Telly, and Daryl. And we're all sorry to see you go, and we all think that all agree the best show was the abortion handgun thing where you hung up on everybody and...
Oh,
and
great, okay.
We're all saying...
I have to do more of that.
Good luck down there, man, because we're gonna miss you up here. I mean, Northeast is like Phil Henry country, and you got a...
Northeast, really?
Yeah,
I made inroads in the Northeast. I'm honored, really.
It's called... No, they have a name for it up here. It's called the Phil Henry Army.
Okay.
You know, and...
name a street after me.
Yeah,
name a bar after me.
We will. We'll do it.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 12 midnight at WCCO News Talk 830. Temperature right now is clear and 32 degrees in the Twin Cities. At News Talk 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 989-9226. At the tone, midnight.
CBS News, I'm Lisa Meyer.
Most Latin men are little guys, you know.
Well, but we're
you know, for a man to sit there and... Hey, I wanted to know, how many different men have you said you and your wife have taken guns from?
In the last, I would say 5 years, probably 30 different people.
30 different people?
Yes.
You know, I'm 39 years old, and I've never been confronted with a gun.
Well, but
nobody has ever approached me with a gun in their hand.
Well, I also provide a bodyguard service, so I'm in the situation.
Oh, you're a bodyguard?
Yes.
How big a man are you?
I'm 6'1".
How big? I mean, how much do you weigh?
I'm sorry, 220 pounds.
Skinny man, huh?
Well, don't say skinny. I say quick, sleek,
like
a jaguar, like a cat.
Well, I'm going to tell you just like this. You know, anybody know that most Latin men are little fellas, you know. Most fighters, Latin fighters, I've seen the little boxers, they're always getting their behind beat.
Did you ever see
those techniques when they get in the boxers?
Did you ever see
some of these American men? Because most of the time I see an American man on a Latin man, he's beating his head.
Did you ever see Anthony Quinn?
I mean, the Latin men do have hard heads. They're hard to knock out. They don't fall down that easy, but they'll take a whooping.
But I can't understand what you're saying.
I can't see, you know, which Latin men are you talking about, you know, that are so tough? All I've ever seen is weenies.
Oh, well, I'm talking about myself.
And yourself, you sound like a weenie.
I am.
You sound like a weenie. There's anything about it that I know.
I move like a cat.
You're a little worm that's trying to impress yourself.
I'm quick like a cat. Hello. Hello. Whoa.
God, man, what are you, insane?
Yes. Thank you. I'm hanging up and listening. Turn my radio down.
Watch out, I'll read it down. Watch out. I am loved, I am needed, I am wanted by the radio listeners of the Twin Cities.
Oh, that's funny. I have been a long-time listener of WOCO.
That sounds almost obscene.
Oh, all right.
A lot of times late at night, I have the occasional glass of wine.
What?
Glass of wine.
Never mind.
I heard a lot of toilets flushing.
Well, that's about right for you, you stiff.
in Mankato. You're on WCCO. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Dave.
Ditto.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I called you the first night you were on with Barney and Ed.
Uh-huh.
And
you were mad or something.
Oh,
right?
No. I was irritated that I didn't realize until the next day what was going on, and ever since then we've been okay.
You've been all right, huh?
I was wondering, is 8 o'clock in Miami going to be too early for you?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Just getting out of bed that time.
They can be sliding you up and down until they find the right time? Or?
No, that's a fairly secure slot. In fact, I got it written into my contract.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Great. They try to move me. I sue. Yeah. All right.
Would that be like midnight in Twin Cities as far as the listenership? Or are you going to change your the shtick for the time frame? Seems
no.
like when you did Dark Star, or not Dark Star, but...
No, I don't change the shtick.
The earlier hours, there's some modification.
I'm not going to be modifying Jack.
Nah.
No more of this modifying.
Okay.
Stuff, you know,
that's
just,
good.
The show is what it is, you know.
That's
and if
good.
Some blue hair calls in from Chanhassen.
Oh, if you could just tone it down and mainstream it a little bit, I'd be so happy. I got my head stuck in a pin placement machine the other day, and I don't understand.
Shut up.
Don't let him in on who's doing who.
But don't let him in on who's doing who, Phil.
No, all right.
No. Don't
right,
give up
there's
the
a no vote. All right, David. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good time.
Take it easy, buddy. Jill in St. Paul, hello. Hi, Jill.
Hello?
Hi, Jill. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Phil. My name's Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
Well, it's a short hop to Jill, if you're lucky. Har, 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 har.
Was
hey, Norton. Yeah?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling up to say, tell you goodbye.
Thank you, pal.
I'm going to miss you.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. How old are you?
10.
10? Wow. I'll never forget, you're a lot older than this, Joe, but I was doing a personal appearance at the pep rallies for the Gophers, and a little 5-year-old boy walked up to me. And he came up to me, and his dad was going, go ahead, talk to him. And the kid goes, can you do sundown? And I'm going, wow, 5. And I'm on midnight to, you know, I'm on the overnight. This is a kid with insomnia. It's a 5-year-old who's like laying awake at night going, I can't put the round pegs in the square blocks. I can't do it. I'm going to fail. Kindergarten, I'm failing. He's just got, he's like, a, you know, he's 5 going on 40. Don't ever let that happen to you, Joe.
Okay.
What's ahead in your life?
Not much.
Yeah, that's cool. You're 10. You can hang out. Don't ever let a bum chase you out of a railroad station.
Okay.
Did you hear that story at all?
No.
When I was 10, a bum chased me out of a railroad station. Yeah, and I ran and ran and ran, and I thought the bum was following me.
Yeah?
Yeah. That stuff like that doesn't happen in St. Paul, does it?
No.
What do you think of the Twin Cities?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay?
Yeah.
What do you think of Minnesota?
Who? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a great state.
Yeah, like your parents told you to say that, didn't they?
No.
You
My
think it's a great state? Have you been around the state? Have you traveled?
Yeah.
Are you a world traveler?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pal, take care. Hang in there.
Yep, good luck on your new job.
Don't take any crap from anybody now.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
But you have to take a certain amount at 10.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
See you later. It's 10 minutes after midnight at WCCO. The weather forecast for the Twin Cities tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high near 48. Current conditions clear and 32, dew point 27. The relative humidity is 82%. The winds are southwest at 3 and the barometric pressure is 30.26 and falling. And the daily three numbers, 0, 4, and 5. And the Powerball numbers, 1, 18, 22, 29, 33, and 10.
Okay, with me today is Wally the Beer Man for Budget Liquor.
Hi, folks. You know, ever since I've been doing Budget Liquor commercials, I've received hundreds of nice letters from fans across the country.
Okay, here's today's letter. It says, Dear Wally, the next time you come to visit us, you won't recognize the place. We moved. I can't give the address.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
That's the wrong letter. That's from Mrs. Beerman's sister.
Oh, great. Well, now what do we talk about?
Well, speaking of not recognizing the place, did you know that all the Budget Liquor stores have been totally remodeled?
Oh, is this going to be a long story?
No. So come on into Budget Liquor today and check out the new look. One thing you will recognize is our super low prices on all your favorite beers, wines, and liquors.
Okay, Budget Liquor. A lot nicer, a lot cleaner, a lot cheaper.
Visit the Budget Liquor nearest you. We're in Bloomington at 83rd and Lindale. Highway 10 in Moundsview, and in Shakopee on Highway 101.
Join us next time for more letters to Wally the Beer Man. Hey, Wally, do that cool thing you do in the stands.
Okay, here it is. Cold beer here. Hey, here it is. Wally the Beer Man for Budget Liquor. The coldest beer is at Budget Liquor. Here it is.
Sunday morning at WCCO. Join us for
Sports Huddle at 9:30 on CCO.
Loosen your belt. Oh, yeah. 12 after 12 at WCCO News Talk 830. The Islamic Center of Minnesota announces Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. The prayers will be held this morning at North Hennepin Center. This is a change. This is a change from the last information we gave you. The prayers will be held now this morning at the North Hennepin Center, 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. The Takbirat will start at 7:30 in the morning, and prayers are at 8:30, okay? So the prayers have been changed to the old location. This is a new location. North Hennepin Center, 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. John in St. Paul, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say I really enjoyed your show. I've been listening for several months. And I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you about. One was, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and you had some guy who wouldn't get off the phone. And I had, unfortunately, to go to sleep that night. So I couldn't.
Yeah, it was a guy named Phil, and he was this old guy who hated my show, but, you know.
How long did he stay on?
I don't know. He stayed on for 2 hours. He was really pathetic.
Yeah.
He said he hated the show, and he thought he was going to bug me by staying on the phone. And it's the typical reaction of people who don't like my show. They listen to it and call it and stay on the line, and I can't get rid of them, and. You know, it's an odor that doesn't go away. You know?
Yeah.
I just hang a little pine tree from the rearview mirror.
I couldn't believe it.
Yep, that was what he did.
I finally
had to hang up on him.
Yeah, oh, you did?
We disconnected him.
Oh, he didn't call back?
No, he didn't call back. And he's going to get his phone bill, and he doesn't think he's going to be charged for it. It's going to be about a $9,000 bill. What an idiot. God.
I'll say.
The guy was calling from some, I'm sure it was a, you know, some kind of a charge on the call, right?
Yeah.
Such thing as a free phone call.
Well, I hope you can get him.
Get what?
I mean, you can charge him, yeah.
Yeah, no, U.S. West is going to charge him through the nose. This guy is going to have, that'll be it for him. You know, he lost the wife a year ago. He'll get the phone bill, and they're going to find him right in the pansies. Whap. With clutching the phone bill. With my name on it. Well, I look forward to that.
And I vote no.
All right, there's another no vote.
And one other question I have for you. This time I was wondering, why is it that so many of your characters are from Texas?
No, just one.
No, you had that other guy, Ron Embry, was it?
No, George Gephardt. He's from Mississippi.
Well, you had some other guy, though.
No, I didn't. I've only got two southern characters. I got Dave from Bloomington, who's...
How you doing, Phil? You know, I'm going to miss your show, you know. And I don't think you should say that Minnesotans don't have any emotion. I really get pissed off a lot of times, you know.
All right, I think you're a slob, Dave. What do you think of that?
Well, it makes me mad. I'm going to hit myself. Ow. Ow, ow.
So that's kind of how that goes. And then I have another one that's from Jordan. They're all from all over the world.
Yeah. But I don't know.
You wouldn't know the show's funny from the people calling in tonight. I'm doing these lines. They're like, oh, yeah? Okay. That's great. John, you all right?
Yeah,
all right.
Here.
Keep going. Just keep,
right.
just keep
no,
talking,
I,
man.
I
I'm gonna butt in.
No, there was a guy.
Don't be so bleeding polite.
You had a guy on. This was like in September, I think. You did your whole show in character.
Yeah.
And it was some guy from Texas.
Steve,
it wasn't Warnell.
Yeah, it was Steve Warnell.
No, I thought it was like.
No, it was Steve Warnell. Take it from me.
Well, because you had some
Warnell.
Guy's name was Embry.
I got
anyway,
inside information.
He was pushing something where he had.
I talked to Henry every day.
He was selling. He was a businessman, and he was selling children or something?
Yeah, Steve Warnell.
That was Warnell?
Yeah, he was selling kids.
I thought he was Embry or something.
You're wrong. That's Ralph Embry, and he's on some station in Nashville.
Okay. Now, you, okay.
What are you arguing with me for? I created the damn show. I know my characters.
No, because I remember, because it wasn't Warnell, though.
No, I'm
somebody
really
else
pissed,
Huh? It was Steve freaking Warnell from Dallas, Texas.
Well, I should have put it on tape. I can prove it.
What? Go ahead, get the tape out. Play it.
I got
it. Wrap Christmas presents.
He did the whole show.
Yes, he did. Absolutely,
yeah.
Steve Warnell.
And then I like that guy from California who was going to build a lake up here.
Yeah, that's right. That was Ed Woosnam.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you had some people going real good on that.
Yeah, I know. He said Clinton promised the Californians the top 3 feet of every Minnesota lake. You know, that really got him cranking.
Yeah.
Well, John, thank you. We got the Warnell thing cleared up for
all
you.
All right, good. I want to hear that.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hey. Nick and Edina, hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hi, Nick.
Just like to say thanks for all the hours and hours of
you better take that call, Nick.
Forget the call. They'll go away.
No, they won't. It'll just be hours and hours of entertainment. Well, I appreciate you saying that.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Nick.
Goodbye.
He's got to take that call. Suddenly realized it's the bail bondsman. Chuck in Burnsville.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Fine.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to miss you, and that's all I can say about that. But I think I'm on to you. You've been kind of playing out this Gowan thing for a real long time, kind of like a fire sale at a furniture store, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
It's been kind of going on. You know what's going to happen? You're going to not show up at the studio next Monday, and somebody else will quote unquote come there.
Right.
Different voice, different character, different personality.
Yeah.
Totally different show. But you know what? It's going to be you. You're going to be pulling a big act on it.
Maybe.
And you're going to pull it for maybe a month or two before we find out.
Could be.
Somebody down in Florida is going to be doing the same thing.
Maybe. Yeah, I didn't really say anything, but maybe this whole thing is a scam. I've got the call letters of the station that I'm going to. I got their permission to use the call letters.
You've always been a master at the little minute detail.
And I got Brian Lambert, who I've done nothing but lambaste for weeks and weeks. I got him to plug something into his column about it.
I think
even CJ, who, you know, is kind of sad that I never really asked her out for a drink. She plugged something into her column.
I got
the whole thing going for me.
I think that's it. And yeah. I think you could carry on this new act for years before you finally really...
It's a new character I've got. Its name is John Williams.
And you're just going to play it for years and years?
That's right. Have you heard my Steve Cannon character?
That was another theory.
Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
I do a character in the afternoon between 3 and 6 named Steve Cannon.
Actually,
I can't believe, you know, some of these people think this is a real guy, right? And I got a real good-looking older gentleman to, you know, have the photograph taken. He kind of looks like Paul Newman. You ever seen this picture that supposedly is Steve Cannon?
I
got it at the fair and everything. That's my actually my uncle from Toronto, Canada. That's his picture.
Well,
but I do that show in the afternoon.
I thought Morgan Mundine did all the characters.
Yeah, no, Chuck. That's me, okay?
Oh.
That's me, all right?
Do you ever sleep?
No, I don't. Okay?
Okay, I think...
No, you don't believe me, do you?
I'm not sure what to think. It's
mind-boggling. Yeah, I know. Well,
totally
no, it's not mind-boggling. It's just I do these characters. Steve Cannon, I do a Roger Erickson character. You ever heard that one? And my favorite's a Ruth Kozlak character. I get on, I just kind of go through the Us magazine every day and go, did you read? Look at this, Tom Cruise. And I thought it was real. Well, Lorena Bobbitt isn't getting all the business. Now then, let's move on to some other topics.
Anyway, good luck.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. You're leaving now, huh? I give you the whole damn thing. I lay it right out there for you, man. And you're not copping any of this. You're not believing any of this, are you?
Is Morrison working at the studio somewhere, too?
What? Who?
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, right. I got Jim, you know, and all of them. I'm doing all of it. It's me, Chuck. The whole bleeding station's me. Morning, noon, and night. 24 hours a day. I am God... Oh, man. The talent that I've got. The money I ought to be paid... It's a crying shame. You know, I can't even talk tonight. I think I'm a little emotional this evening. Or maybe I'm just getting sick of talking to Dave from Bloomington going...
Is that really you doing, Steve Cannon?
Yeah. All right, Chuck, thank you.
Thank you.
You very much for your nice thoughts and comments and your theories, too. I'll be forwarding those to Jim Garrison. Oh, he's dead. Well, whoever is on the hit list these days. 21 after midnight at WCCO News Talk 830. The weather overnight clear to partly cloudy, low near 26. Today, partly cloudy and a high near 48. Currently, mostly cloudy and 29 degrees at WCCO News Talk 830.
Bessie Dupree of St.
You.
You wanted to talk with me?
Yes, we wanted to talk to you when you had on the program just before Christmas. Hamid had given you a snowblower. And I gotta check in. We have been able to establish communication with the Toro dealership in Bloomington, where if you heard the show over the last couple of weeks, Hattie sent her snowblower. She got a snowblower for Christmas, and apparently Hamid, who gave her the snowblower, was sucked inside of it. Now, we are in talking to the gentleman there at the Toro dealership. Is this Wayne? Wayne?
Yeah, Phil, hello.
Wayne, can you put the phone up to Hattie's snowblower? Hamid's in there?
Yeah, he is. Go ahead. Say something.
I can't understand you.
Phil, we're going to try to get him out. We're going to try to reverse the vacuum effect and see if that helps. I don't know if it will.
I'm either going to try to blow you out of that thing.
Oh, no. No.
No, that ain't going to do it. He's still shoved in there.
Sir, I would ask you, probably you don't want to do that while he's still in there.
We got to get him out somehow, for crying out loud. This old bag has been bugging us for 3 weeks. Get the snowblower back.
And please don't call her an old bag.
Well, she's on the phone day and night. Let me just try it one more time.
That feel pretty good, Hamid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sir, is it going to be any time soon you're going to be able to get him out of there?
I don't know, Phil. We got to get the manual out. I'm going to have to send away for the manual.
Send away for the manual? I thought you guys are the maintenance guys, the dealership.
Now, this is a real big problem. I can't. There's like one leg hanging out. You see the guy's leg there, Bob? Try to get that. His leg's hanging right out of it. We've got part of him out. A leg's hanging out.
One leg is hanging out.
Just dangling. The leg's dangling. Let me try to do this one more time.
I think he wants you to knock it off.
All right. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know what it's going to take. Ed, get in the back there. I got a couple of sticks of dynamite.
Now, don't use the dynamite until the last resort, okay?
All right, we'll try.
All right, thanks a lot. Your name is Wayne?
It's Wayne, Phil, over at the Toro Rod dealership.
All right, listen,
You got some plastique in the back there, too, Ed.
No, the plastique and the dynamite, hold off on that until you can get some other way of getting them out of there, okay?
All right, Phil.
They're the guys at the Toro dealership there. Well, they're on the job anyway, and they got one heck of a good snowblower there, I'll tell you that. Do you hear the power? Do you hear the horsepower on that thing?
Wow.
25 after midnight. Now, we have a follow-up on that story, and Hattie's on the line from St. Paul. Hattie?
Yes, Phil.
What is the follow-up? I hear you've got some great news.
I do. And I can't even speak. I'm so excited.
What's going to be going on?
Next week, Phil, I'll be marrying that snowblower.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yes. They do make one hell of a snowblower over there. And why not? It isn't a man with hair on his chest in this state, so I might as well just go Toro and leave the driving to it.
All right. Well, congratulations.
You're welcome, Phil. Thank you for putting me together with it in the first place.
Well, they just call me the matchmaker, you know. Modern appliances and the modern woman.
Yes, it's great. I couldn't be happier. Well, with you going to Miami, I'll have all my free time taken up with the new snowblower. So I want to thank you and Hamid and everyone. God bless you, Phil. God bless you. Never been happier. I thought it was around here somewhere. Probably out reading the paper.
Thank you. Here is Gillette in Northeast Minneapolis. Hello, Gillette.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Gillette from Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah, we got the check-in call there from... Who was that? Butch or Red or somebody called?
No, I got one thing to say to you, Phil.
Yeah?
You're bitching.
I am bitching.
Gonna miss you.
I'm the bitching. Thank you, Gillette.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Lady Gillette, by the way. Drew in New Ulm, you're on WCCO.
Jeez, what happened to Hattie? I thought she used to hate you.
Yeah, she did. I got her hooked up with that snowblower. Let me tell you.
I know. Whatever happened to that anti-Phil Hendry club she started? Did she let go of that?
She couldn't get 5,000 names.
Oh.
Now, a guy called one night and said that he got 5,000 names. As a matter of fact, I've got that on tape. The guy claimed that he actually got 5,000 people to sign a petition to get me off the air, but he missed the big part of that entire promotion, which was $9.95 per signature.
And then you get the dough.
Oh, that ain't it. Wow. What else is new? You know, CBS, right? I try to find things that work around here. Nothing works.
Phil, I had another idea. Maybe before you leave, right before you go, you could sign off like Cannon does and do all your characters, have them say something before you go. Like right at the end?
Just like Cannon does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, man.
Yep.
Thanks.
See ya.
See you later. Steve in Maplewood, hello. How about not? How about not doing it the way Cannon does it?
I would say not.
Yeah.
Forget the money thing, too.
All right, what's up?
Last time I called, you said I was your publicist. You may... I just want to thank you for nearly 9 months off of the Braunschweigert and... Bratwurst, and I don't know, I'm going to stay on the wagon without you here, Phil, but we'll make it somehow.
Okay, man.
A couple of simple pleasures I'd like to mention. One, hearing Mr. X cracking up in the background.
Yeah,
on the other side of the glass, she's laughing so hard we can hear her on your mic. It's great.
It was fun to have her working on the show.
And then...
Pendleton used to do that, too. Now, I got a whole studio full of people who haven't laughed once tonight. But that's all right. You know, they're over here from the Brown Institute, and they're told, be quiet in the studio. Don't ever say a word in the studio.
It's a kind of a solemn moment in a way. You're leaving, Phil.
Are they solemn? Is that why you're solemn, Tasha? Really? Are you sad? Are you going to have beers with us tomorrow? No, really? You're not. Why, because you're underage or because you think I'm a creep?
Phil, I got a couple of other thoughts here.
Okay.
And that's a whole list for me, so...
Okay.
I was glad Joe called in, because it reminded me of two things. One, the people from Radio Oz are glad that you're going. Who's, they'll get some of their audience back.
Who's Joe? Oh, the kid.
I know
Gary Landis over at Radio Oz. I used to work with Gary in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Fine guy. Doing a great job over there.
Oh, yeah, but I'm telling you, they're losing market share to you, Phil,
at night. Slightly. At night, I think it's dipping way down there for you.
And then the other thing is, now that you're gone, WCCO is not going to be able to land that Toys R Us contract that they're trying to line up.
You know, is there any real major difference between this show and what's going on at Radio Oz? I don't think so. I think it's just about the same thing. You know, we've got funny voices and cartoon music and everything you'd get any kid would want in his favorite cartoon. We got it.
There you go. You just got to run down the top 20 kiddie hits each week, and you'll have it.
Toys R Us. Kids R Us.
Yeah, Kids R Us.
Thanks, Steve.
And I just wanted to say, Phil, I've really enjoyed it. I wanted to tell you that we're really going to miss you, and I want you to know that this one last story, if I can, quickly.
There ain't no such thing as quickly in Minnesota talk radio. Every time you guys go quickly, I got the whole Dave from Bloomington act all over again.
One more point, Phil, and I won't take up too much more of your time, but did you see the article in Minnesota Business Weekly when the guy...
Are you all right, Phil, Dave?
I'm in the bathroom right now. It's all right. But anyway, I wanted to say...
Yeah.
Phil, and I can hold through the next break, too.
Yeah, I can hold through the next break, Phil. Hey, Phil, can you run a 20-minute phone call, man? I mean, everybody else in the station does. So, one final quick thought. Because right now, Mr. X, she's getting ready to pull out what is looks to me like a Chinese-made AK-47.
Last year, I was working for a security company and running the night shift. And
That's when they had the burglaries.
Got the other guys listening to your program.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get on the two-way radios and laugh so hard that we were, I mean... The place probably got ripped off a billion times and we didn't even know it.
That's what I said. I thought
we
I knew
gave
your
it our
company.
Best shot, Phil, but I'll
I had
tell
a
you.
Thing going with all you security guys listening to the show.
You kept us
I had my own mob outside. I said, okay, they're out there now. They're listening to the show. Go ahead, hit them, baby. I have got more television sets in my apartment.
You kept us awake all night, Phil. It was great, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'm glad I kept you awake.
Best to you. Godspeed.
Okay, man. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Godspeed. What does Godspeed mean, exactly? That's kind of like what a junkie says, you know, to keep himself... I think that Godspeed is what a methamphetamine freak says to himself to feel better. Godspeed. Speed. 12:32 at WCCO News Talk 830.
With Dave Lee, this is Rod Jerickson.
In the leg last night. Do you honestly believe I turned my wife into a bratwurst?
Doobie Dog is the character from Peanuts with Charlie Brown, and I don't think that's too satanic.
And blah, 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 blah. What is Snoop Doggy Dog? What does that mean? What do you think of a name of a group called My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult?
And they thought I was losing my mind.
I was thrown into a stack of gravy.
I'm white and I'm a man, so what do I care?
What?
What?
I mean, a lot of women call me the Clark Kent of women's movement.
Why?
Because I'm like Superman. Spend a lot of time in a phone booth.
Doing what?
Making calls on behalf of my women clients.
Well, I...
Changing into my costume.
You're listening to the Phil and Henry Show on WCCO. Hamid, say something to everyone.
Well, I want to say that this is the last Phil Henry Show that I ever got to see. And I love Phil so much, it made me feel welcome in Twin Cities. And I don't want to do it.
How about playing with the snowblower?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
WCCO News Talk 830-989-9226. Ray in Champlin, hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good, Ray.
Good. I called you on your first night on the show, and I figured it would only be appropriate if I called you your last night.
Well, great. Did you call any time in between?
Nope.
Oh, great.
Nope, just the first night.
You're the bookends caller here.
That's right. Well, I don't ever call talk shows.
Most people,
I listen to you all, every night, but I don't ever call.
Most people don't.
No.
I mean, when you get right down to it, people that call talk shows are the strangest people. I mean, who the hell? You ever called a talk show, Sheldon? Hell no.
No way, man.
Yeah, he just comes in here and hangs out for 4 hours.
But you got some stiff competition tonight, though. You know, Kerrigan's on Saturday Night Live hosting.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Well, actually, what an actress she is, isn't she?
Hell, I'm watching it. Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Oh, look at this. There's a teacup skit they're doing here. Now, what's Nancy? What? I wish I could almost watch this. There's Abraham Lincoln and Nancy Kerrigan in a very tight T-shirt.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman is doing, what is he doing, his Clinton impression there?
No, that's his Disney guy.
There's another guy that I used to do work with. Would you believe that Phil Hartman and I used to do commercials together?
Yeah, I saw him on... Conan O'Brien the other day, too.
And there's another guy that I used to... I knew Conan O'Brien when he was working out at the Groundlings. All these people have just passed me by, baby.
No, I don't think for long, Phil.
Well, you know, it's like Conan... I used to watch him do skits when we were at the Groundlings. We did a improv class, and there was this big, tall, skinny kid in the class. He was hysterically funny. And he was a writer at that time for not necessarily the news, and he'd just come out of Harvard. And I remember him standing up doing his bits, and the next thing I know, the guy's hosting a show on NBC.
Hey, have you seen the show? Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something about him. I don't watch a lot of that show, but if they give this kid enough time, I'm telling you, he's going to be a smash, because he's a funny guy.
He is.
But he's going to have to, he's a physical comedian. He's got to do some Jackie Gleason stuff, get out there and move around and do some skits, because that's what he's good at.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good, actually. He's a lot better than Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I don't know about parking him behind a desk.
No.
You know, I just thought, I think that show will evolve into kind of sketch humor, which may be where it's at.
They do some of that.
Yeah, they got to do a lot
some.
Of it. Because, I mean, let's face it, am I right or am I wrong? And maybe you disagree with me. Is the funniest show on TV in the last, say, 8 years in living color or not?
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know, but it beat the hell out of Saturday Night Live. And that was all sketch comedy with a couple of dance numbers.
Yeah.
Kind of like the old Jackie Gleason show.
Well, and then you got Jim Carrey now doing his movies.
Yeah, and Carney.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. How old are you, sir? Well, you know, Phil. Well, Ray, thank you so much.
Well, we'll miss you.
All right.
I'll have to get myself a shortwave radio and listen to you down there.
I'll miss you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bill in Robbinsdale. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, Bill.
All right, here you go. Phil, I was wondering, have you ever been to Eugene, Oregon?
No, I haven't. Oh, I went through in a train once. Why?
Well,
I sound like a guy that was on the radio there once?
Huh? Heading out to some dead shows.
You did what?
Heading out to some Grateful Dead shows.
You're heading out to some dead shows in Eugene?
Yeah, I followed them from here to Las Vegas.
Are you a real-life deadhead?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah? Are they still playing?
Oh, hell yeah.
They'll never die, will they? They'll just keep going on and on and on.
They're one of the biggies.
No, I've never been to Eugene. I've never really been to I went to one Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah?
And that was it. Well, you sound like a deadhead, sir. Gus in Arden Hills, hello.
Absolutely.
How you doing?
Creative theater, kid.
Yeah, I heard that.
Don't tell them anything. Only a few can keep doing it. Orson Welles was one. I heard that show. I was 9 years old.
Took him 50 years to get famous, though.
Well, no, but I mean the show that he did with the Martians landing.
Oh, the Mars, the War of the Worlds.
I mean, he didn't let anyone know.
Yeah.
I know your management probably has to agree to that, but absolutely.
What it was this. I'm doing all these characters,
yeah.
assuming that they are so bloody absurd, so absolutely absurd that only a complete melonhead wouldn't get it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they would say...
Now, you had some people saying that, but the thing is, the rest, 98.5%, believe me, in Minnesota, were saying, what a heck of a show, these guys, he's got these people kidding. The thing is, education, you educated me, I've been listening for years, and I listened to these people calling in. I didn't have any idea, and I love Minnesota.
Yeah.
I didn't have any idea they could think that way, or unthink, or whatever you say.
I know why they got mad at me, because a lot of them thought they were smarter than they were. And really, you know, a lot of them thought
right.
they were smarter than they were, and I come on the show
yeah.
with this kind of a shtick, and,
yeah.
and they suddenly go, wait a minute, am I a dummy? No, I can't be a dummy. Henry must be the Antichrist. That's it. I'm calling the station. Get him off the air now.
God.
So there you go, guys.
Hey, babe, have a terrific. What's the number down there again? It's 610?
News Talk 610 WIOD.
Okay, is it FM?
No, it's AM.
I'm sorry, AM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
You hang out down there much, Gus?
I go 2 or 3 times a year.
Cool, I'll see you
there. I'll call you.
Thanks, pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Marcello in Minneapolis, hello.
Hey, Philster, how are you?
How you doing, Marcello?
Never called you before, but I listened to your first show.
Are you a friend of ours?
No.
You're not a friend of ours, okay.
No, but I'm going to really miss you, seeing you go.
Well, thank you, pal.
I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Well, good night.
Good night to you, sir. Don't want to stay in a line too long with a guy named Marcello. Somewhere along the line, man, there's some vigorish that I owe. Jim in Bloomington, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's the vig on that deal, huh? I'm doing good, Jim.
Boy, I could hardly hear you. But in the meantime,
yeah, look, I think
the only reason I'm happy to see you leave is because we're going to all get some sleep now at night instead of staying up till 2 in the morning every morning.
Yeah, I noticed the GNP here just sort of went right when I got on the air.
But,
Or is it the GMP?
Well, you know, I was going to call because this guy the other night says, you know, I'm maybe going to miss you, but WOCO just wasn't the station you should be on.
WOCO, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
You know, we never thought you'd leave. I didn't know there was another station you could be on where you'd find that many people to call you like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, it just seems...
What do you mean?
It's so easy
what
to...
What are you talking about?
You know how easy it is to get people mad on this station.
Sure.
The flip side is you're talking about, do I want to,
cop to the characters.
Yeah, and yeah, down there, and I say, you know, if it's anything like here, it doesn't really matter, because you'd cop to them, and 2 calls later, somebody'd be, talking like they hadn't a clue.
I think in Miami, I'm not going to do it, and the reason for that is that the listeners of the station I'm going to are so used to really... strange shtick anyway,
yeah,
that it doesn't matter because they're going to know it's a weird shtick, whether it's me or whether it's an actor I hired. I always enjoyed people who would call and say, yeah, I understand, that's a friend of yours on the phone, a comedian from town, and you hired him to do the bit. I always thought that was kind of neat, you know. Yeah, I've got a real, just unbelievable resources here, paying comics to call in all the time and do this stuff,
yeah,
at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So, I don't think it's going to matter, really.
Yeah, it just, you run into a hard time when they call up and say, oh, yeah, well, then, you had a guy once telling you to sing along with your, your friend.
They'll try to trip you. So, I'm going to put my voice on tape.
Yeah, I'll just say, why can't you put a cart of each of your voices?
That's what I'm going to do. That was Sheldon's idea.
Yeah.
That's what we pay him for.
Well, Sheldon, hey.
All right.
I really, really had a good time listening to you. Like I said, now I can go into the house late at night when I'm coming home. Don't have to sit in the car for another hour because I can't turn the key off.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
We'll listen to you down there.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 17 away from 1 at WCCO News Talk 830. Here is Ryan in Andover. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
I wrote a big song for you here today.
Let's hear it.
Big today. I'm kind of hoping that this poignant refrain here can kind of clear the big dollar sign from your eyes, and that then you'll stay. I'm sure that'll happen.
The money grubbing, dirty
well,
rotten.
Well, yeah, that's so good. It's entitled, Oh, Phil, Please Stay, and Don't Go to Florida, Land of Swamps, Oranges, and the Lowest Recorded Sea Level Air Pressure in the Western Hemisphere in all of history.
ASCAP will collect on the title alone.
Well, there you go. Okay, here goes, and just hear me out here. Ready. Oh, Phil, you came to Minnesota. Oh, Phil, you brought us Walter Flowers.
Bob, you want to join us?
Oh, Phil, you filled my daily humor quota. Oh, Phil, I'm going to try to manipulate you with my transcendental musical power. Oh, Phil, don't you care about us? What about the children, man? If I was a bug, I'd offer you my feeler. Kind of like a show of friendship. Your ample bosom is voluptuous. Well, if you're a woman, I suppose. Our number one funny man's now Garrison Keillor. Lord, please help us. Phil, please stay and don't go to Florida, land of swamps, oranges, and the lowest recorded sea level air pressure in the Western Hemisphere in all of history. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It's a hit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate all of the enjoyment you've brought me.
And Garrison Keillor,
like everyone
too.
Else has said.
And Garrison Keillor, too.
Well, of course. I'll be listening to him nonstop now.
Garrison Keillor, Yogananda
Parlevoo. Oh, can't beat them boys.
All right, Ryan. Thank
hey,
you.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Bye.
WCCO News Talk 830. Our number is 989-9226. My name's Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show. It's our last night here on WCCO Radio. Only been here a year, and I feel as if I've been here about a year. No, the thing of it is, you got so many personalities on this station who've been here for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I can't even imagine the send-off they're going to give Raj when he retires, whenever that is. You know, what is that going to be like? Is that going to be people throwing themselves in front of buses? Because it's a very, very loyal audience here to CCO, even for the weird stuff that I was doing. So, God, I mean, you know, Roger hangs it up, or Steve or any of those guys, there's going to be some kind of a lemmings to the sea reaction. I just know it. WCCO News Talk 830 is the place for the Cannon Mess. 3 to 6 afternoons with Morgan Mundane and the Little Cannons of Backlash LaRue and, of course, my favorite there, Mallinger. That's the Cannon Mess with news, weather, and traffic and sports as well. 3 to 6 afternoons on WCCO News Talk 830. Here is Eclipse in Eau Claire. Eclipse, how you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Man, it was a groovy tune the guy wrote before, wasn't it, man?
Yeah. It's
you know, I especially dig the refrain, man. I don't know if I could repeat it myself or not, but,
yeah.
You know, I think Sundown might help me. I don't know.
Maybe he'll give us a call here.
Yeah, you know, man, you know what you mean to me, don't you, man?
What's that, man?
You mean a lot of things, but I can't remember.
Yeah, a lot of things, but you can't remember.
Yeah.
All right.
But you give me life,
the things
man.
That you mean to me, Phil, I'm going to remember someday. Right now, it's...
Yeah, you know, so you're going to Florida, huh?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you get to be down by the ocean and everything,
they
man.
They got a few party shacks down there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, man. You get to, you know, I mean, I heard that, you know, what's his name? Lanky is going to go down there.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have to visit.
Yeah, I'll come down, you know.
I hear the Grateful Dead's in Eugene, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a guy named Bob over there.
Yeah,
so
I
look
heard
him
that
up.
Guy, man. He was, like, dead in the brain, man.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You look them up.
You know, man, you think I'm smart, don't you? You think I got a head in my shoulder, right?
Yeah, well, I think you're a head.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's really nice of you to say.
Thank you, Eclipse.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You look up Link. You go, I think the bong's empty.
Don't scare me like that,
yeah,
man.
Know,
that's
man.
Not funny.
I think so. Jimmy's beckoning you to the bong right
no,
now.
No,
man.
No.
Filled up with some more water or something.
Okay.
Whatever you put in that. What do you put in your bong? Freon? You don't just
use
water.
Yeah, Freon.
Yeah, you're using some
you know,
kind of paint
thinner
in there.
Did I ever tell you about the dream I had that one time?
No.
Well, you know, it was my dog, right, man? You know, little Sparky, don't you?
No.
I never brought him over.
Never had the pleasure, no.
Well, you know... I was dreaming, man, that he was starting to talk to me, and you know whose voice he had? Walter Flowers, man.
That's a bummer,
He was beckoning me to hell.
Yeah, that's definitely tied down to a table someplace.
That's right, man.
All right, man, beckoning you to hell.
Yeah, I think Walter's actually the Antichrist,
I think hell's beckoning you now, Eclipse.
Oh.
All right, so run off.
Thanks, man.
And remember me. I'll remember
what's
you.
What's your name again?
Yeah, thank you. Ben and Chaska, you're on WCCO.
So how you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to thank you for this past year. I drive a truck at night, and you help keep me awake a lot of times.
Thank you very much.
And it sounds like that microphone's pretty sensitive. I can hear you doing something that doesn't sound like you're supposed to be doing over there.
Well, nothing here works, so what's the point?
Well, no,
I mean every time
like
I turn around to try to find something, I do some sound effect in the microphone, and it explodes.
No. It sounds like you're smoking in there or something. I can hear
maybe. You. Yeah, maybe there's some smoking going on. The equipment's smoking, not me.
Okay. Well, anyways, I wish you good luck, and we'll...
Do you smoke in the cab of your truck?
No.
You don't?
Smoke. Everybody else does, though.
You smoke at all?
No.
All right. Because your truck's making a funny sound sometimes. I know it's going by me. I can hear one wheel wobbling.
Could be.
All right, Ben. Drive careful.
You bet.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Ed in St. Paul, hello.
Yeah, adios there, Phil. Can I ask you a favor when you get to Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Could you send me some of them Japanese mosquitoes for the Minnesota nice people? Because that's what drives them nuts. With summer coming out, with spring coming.
Well, it's something for them to talk about when summer rolls around. Hey, those mosquitoes,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed to be more ferocious than the Minnesota ones. In fact, they're supposed to carry, like, malaria. I don't know how they got here, I suppose, from the stuff they ship from Japan. But anytime there's something that's deadly, they call it either the Hong Kong or the Japanese or the Russian.
Yeah.
All that kind of...
It's never like the Houston flu or anything,
right.
Is it?
Like
yeah.
The Haitians.
Well, what are they getting in China? They're getting the Twin Cities flu over there? Boy, we got a strain be it at St. Louis
yeah.
Park flu, man. That stuff's deadly.
Yeah, but for all the Minnesota nice people, like you say, send some of them Japanese mosquitoes. They're supposed to be really ferocious compared to the...
Okay, so what we're trying to work up here is a case of, like, a typhoid epidemic for the summer. Is that it?
Yeah,
Yellow fever, keeping the kids out of school.
Yeah.
Might be more interesting than a snow closing.
Yeah.
All right, here are our yellow fever closings.
Yeah.
Quinine available at... Okay, Ed.
Yeah, well, adios, sir, amigo.
Jeez, he was tongue-tied for a minute. Unbelievable. Ed, thank you, my lad.
Well, adios, sir, amigo.
See you later. Bye-bye. John in Maple Grove, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, I just want to tell you, your show is a bargain. Normally, you got to pay big money to get a good comedian. You had great laughs every night.
You mean you didn't purchase any products as advertised on this radio station?
I purchased a comfort rest, that's all.
Okay.
It's
great. And how about an Eva Gabor wig?
I tried the wig, but it just wasn't my style.
Yeah, those are like our two major sponsors on the overnight show was Comfort Rest and Eva Gabor wigs.
Yeah,
now, what does that tell you about who they're aiming at there?
Describe your audience.
Yeah, what demographic are we shooting for there, John? Huh? Any clue?
Yeah,
Comfort Rest and Eva Gabor wigs.
I like the Geritol. That was pretty good.
Yeah. No. How about the, what is the foot powder? Gold Bond Medicated?
Yeah, Gold Bond Medicated.
And they would follow it up with the Ovaltine spot. Now, see, that's what I love.
I love Ovaltine.
A guy talking about a running sore on the inside of his thigh, and then, how about some Ovaltine?
Nothing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's nothing like that in the world.
Just had it 5 minutes ago.
Put on an Eva Gabor wig, have that running sore taken care of, get a glass of Ovaltine, and fall down on the comfort rest. And you're set. What audience is that? They're 7,800 years old. They gotta be.
Yeah, you'd expect that maybe one of these local head shops would have been your
Yes.
Hey, get your bong here, man.
No, actually, I think the local head shops are serving Ovaltine with Gold Bond now.
Yeah, that's right. We do have an old audience up here.
Exactly. But what they're doing with the Ovaltine and the Gold Bond, anybody's guess.
It's just like the toad juice.
I think they're synthesizing it into little rocks. Anyway, Robert Duvall going, I don't want to see any of this stuff anymore. It's Gold Bond medicated powder, man. What are you talking about? Don't tell me that. Clear out of this alley selling that crack around here. It ain't crack. It's Gold Bond medicated powder.
It'll cure anything.
Yeah, go ahead. Shove some up your nose, pal. John, thank you so much for your call and for leading us into that Gold Bond thing.
Can I throw a question at you?
Sure.
Besides your radio friends, are there any friends you're leaving here in Minnesota?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, quite a few.
Okay,
quite a few. I made a lot of friends here at the station. I made some friends around St. Paul, and a few of them are bartenders who are going to be looking for me.
I think I've got a pretty decent. Huh?
Yeah, I got a pretty decent tab running at that little joint above the Kuzmer's Market there in St. Paul. You know, it's a great bar because there's the smell of bratwurst that drifts up from the deli. You know, and I walk in there, you take a date in there, and you're going, would you like a martini, dear? And the whole place smells like a slaughter yard. You ever walked into a bar like that?
Well, I've been over that way, yeah.
I ran a tab in there it's pretty decent.
That's why you're cutting town. You got the tab.
Yeah, I'm running out on every tab in town.
God, you are clever.
Every joint on Grand Avenue.
I always worry when a friend borrows money, the next day he's quit and left town.
Yeah.
Hey, got a question for you. When you had your get Phil off the air, what did you get for sending in your $9.95?
You had to get, you were going to get, the money was going to go to charity, you're going to get a t-shirt and a hat and a little sign that says, you know, no Phil, something like that.
Oh, it really did have Phil stuff on it.
Yeah,
I was going to send that in, and I never got around to it.
Well, you missed out on your hat and your t-shirt.
It bummed me out, and all the pictures are gone, too.
Okay, man.
I have to go to the post office.
See you later. Thanks
guys.
For calling. Bye-bye. Chuck in Minneapolis, you're on WCCO. This program has been kind of babe-like tonight, hasn't it?
Yeah,
and
sure.
One or two women.
Yeah.
Chuck, what are you? Are you on the crapper right now? Guy is sitting there in the bathroom just, how you doing, Phil? I'll get this one finished in a minute, and I'll be right with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. No,
guy's on a speakerphone in the bathroom right now.
No, I just hate to see you leave.
Hold it, Phil. Hold it. Bang. All right. Now.
Okay.
I appreciate that, Chuck. Could you get off the speakerphone, though?
Oh, yeah.
There you go, lad.
Yeah.
You sound better.
Mm-hmm. And you had him quite going on the state fair.
I'm sorry, sir? Did I have him going at the state fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
The night you played that whole thing
on the
state fair?
Yeah, I sure do. I can't hear you, though, Chuck. I guess the speakerphone was better. Get back on the toilet. Get back on the toilet where you belong, Chuck.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for...
Well, wait a minute now. I just want to say that you're in the Bush League.
I'm in the Bush League?
Right here in Minnesota. So you're going to a big town. You're going to make a big hit out of yourself.
This is not a small town. You guys just think it is.
Yeah.
You guys just want it. You want it to be a small town, but it gets bigger and bigger all the time.
Yeah.
Under your noses here.
Yeah.
Twin Cities, 16th largest market. I remember when I came here, the comedy clubs, everybody's talking to comedy, the music scene and stuff.
Or Scott Hansen or what?
Scott, yeah. You know that the comedy scene in America has dried up pretty much, except for cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul, where it still goes pretty strong. Oh, I remember I went over and saw Chuck Booms at Scott's Club, and Chuck is like a young Don Rickles, and God, he's like a young Don Rickles with just laying into the audience, and everybody there was just stunned. They weren't laughing, but they weren't leaving either.
Well, I can do the same thing.
What?
I used to be a comedian.
I can't hear you.
What kind of
a comedy act did you do? Hi, everybody. I'm a...
Stand-up comedian.
I'm a... All right.
So?
Do some of your shtick.
Oh, not on the air. Not on the telephone.
Dirty mouth, huh? Dirty mouth act, huh? Okay, I know the type. Well, Chuck, thank you for your support and your love.
Okay,
you have my eternal gratitude.
And, I think you're going to make it big now.
Thanks, pal.
Okay,
we're
going to
try. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Pat in Minneapolis. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, I just want to call in and tell you, when I first heard you, I always thought you sounded like, or you reminded me of that ABC guy. Peter Jennings.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Somehow I've just got this image of you as Peter Jennings.
Yeah, and like all of those wonderful interviews he does.
Yeah, yeah, and kind of the anal eyes, you know, squinting away and, but...
Anal eyes?
Is no.
that that Kim Carnes song? She's got anal eyes?
No, actually a song that I was going to dedicate to you, Moving Though.
Oh, Phil, anal.
Is one by the Butthole Surfers called Moving to Florida.
Okay.
And I don't know if you ever heard. I was just looking for it now to see if I can maybe play you a little sample.
I'd love to hear it.
It's this guy talking.
Wait a minute. Wait, Butthole Surfers. That's the band that I was trying to get out of the cities.
Yeah.
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah, he's just. That's how he talks on the song. He talks like, I'm moving down to Florida, and I'm going to build me the atom.
I'd rather hear them do it, thank you.
All right.
And but you know that band, the Twin Cities group, Dumpster Juice, and it came out of Wendell's nose. All of those groups are out of here.
Oh, yeah.
All of those groups are Butthole Surfers. The very idea that surfers would even have a butthole.
What, is that a bad idea, Walter?
No.
Well, I guess not, now that you think.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well,
I know.
That's fine, Phil, but we all appreciate you hearing.
No, you don't all appreciate
well,
me.
Well, yeah, maybe
but
we
you
don't.
Will when
maybe
I'm
we
gone.
Don't. Whoa, you think, hey.
When I'm gone, you'll all start going, God, whatever happened here? What's with me? Henry ain't here. I don't know. What? Might as well try the NyQuil.
Yeah, well, all I right. like the way you spell it anyway.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Huh? Butthole Surfers, and you like the way I spell it.
Yeah.
God, our younger generation.
All
That's
right,
wonderful.
Phil.
Thanks for calling,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, what should we do here? Do we have news? We don't have news, do we? They all just blast out of here, don't they? The whole news department. Oh, but we do have the information. This is still the updated information on Ramadan. The moon has not yet been seen, so we are still officially in the holy fasting month of Ramadan. The Islamic Center of Minnesota announces Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. Well, now, according to this, then Ramadan is over with. Because the prayers will be... Well, I don't know, you guys. You figure it out. The prayers will be held this morning at North Hennepin Center at 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. Takbirat will start at 7:30 a.m. and prayers are at 8:30. What if I butchered Christmas announcements the way I just butchered that one, you know? The worst it's a Christmas is, I can't pronounce, in the something about a kid being born. There's a church service, I don't know. Fat guy with a toy, and there's an egg,
But I forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm satanic, okay? I only believe in the devil, but the guy named Jesus was born, was that it? And he's you got to go to the church? Thank you very much. I hope I didn't offend you. Because that's exactly what I just did to this announcement. According to this, Mr. X, that Ramadan is over because they've announced the ending. Correct?
Fasting, I don't know.
The Islamic Center of Minnesota announced Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. The prayers will be held this morning at North Hennepin Center at 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. The takbirat will start at 7:30 and prayers are at 8:30. That's the announcement that we have for you guys. We got about a minute left here in the hour, so I'm not going to jump on the phone with a phone call, but we're going to come back with more phone calls next hour.